got a bad feeling about this. This is the perfect pour.
I liked it. I approve it.
Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a show about things that are fun. The beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're just going to hang out with you a couple hours, man.
Nobody
else.
We're
your friend. We're your friend to hang out. And hello? Oh, it's I'm in the empty theater, Star Wars showing.
Nobody else cares to see the Star Wars anymore.
John.
Everyone thinks it's terrible.
John, when do we air the first episode?
First episode? Of what?
The Star Wars.
The Wars? The Star Wars?
The new one.
I don't understand the question.
All right. All right.
Yep, off to
we're
a good start.
Already got the bits are already flying.
My opening was
try right. And keep up.
Everybody has a bad feeling about this.
We're just going to be hanging out with you a couple hours, talking Star Wars for 2 hours straight. All Star Wars and drinking beers.
For your podcast source of Volkswagens and Star Wars. Stay
tuned.
Reminding
me about
yeah, that. We're one of the 10 or 20 Volkswagen / Star Wars beer podcasts.
Yeah.
We're there. Our beer fridge has been getting really full as of late because our listeners are so cool and they give us all the kinds of beer and they're really rad and all that stuff. So we're like, God, we need help. Come help drink some beer. So we found this dude, Reggie. This is a dude from Carruthers wandering the streets.
Wow.
Carruthers. We're like, hey, bro, you look like you drink beer.
It's a long walk over here, I'm telling you.
Yeah. They don't Uber out to Carruthers, do they?
No, zero Ubers.
No one will do it. Yeah, Reggie U559 is here. Woo!
What up, kids?
Woo! 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 Woo!
Fellow youths.
Right, man, that's a lot of bros, though. That's like four bros. We need some help on the. We need to bro down this thing. Turn the bro dial down a little bit.
So right. We're turning the bro dial down.
Oh,
oh, sorry. I kind of zoned out there for a second, so I thought you said turn on the effects.
Yeah, turn on the bro effects. Kaylee from Zach's Brewing.
What up?
First timer. Reggie's been on like a rest day show, so
whatever, man.
Old hat. Yeah. But thanks for coming, both. Even Reggie, thank you. Obviously, no, thank you, Kayleen. But
yeah. Oh, mostly don't thank me, Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blessed to have me here. Come on.
Oh, very blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
So, I'm sure we're gonna get some tap room stories here from Kayleen. We're gonna. My favorite thing. Before I do that. Wait, some beers we had before the show started. Our tailgate beers. We had a Moonraker from.
It's a sales meeting.
Sales meeting
from Wazoo Corvette.
Wazoo Corvette, of course.
Sales
meeting.
It's a pun.
Boat sales. Sales
it's
meeting.
It's got a boat on it.
Yeah. That's all. It's already empty. Imperial. India Pale Ale.
Yeah, we're not going to let you sip on that after the show.
Nope.
It's gone.
None of that for me later on. Does anyone remember that?
I liked it.
You liked it?
I liked it a lot.
How was that, Reggie?
4.5.
You got the bottom pour, Reg.
Yeah, I like the bottom. It's good.
There you go. I'm going to take that clip and use that.
Had a little murk going on to it, but...
You remember it, Nick? Remember?
It was good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh, but it was hazy.
I know.
Yeah.
But it was double.
Oh, there we
and
go.
Double. That's you're why like, I you start. You're like, yeah, maybe I like it.
That was a
pinched my bottom.
That was a Mercury Grand Marquis. That's what that was.
Yeah. Kayleen, do you enjoy that?
I sure
the
did.
Double IPA.
Yeah.
Moonraker. You like Moonraker stuff?
I do like Moonraker. We went there.
Oh, how's their tap room?
It was a while ago. It was cool.
Yeah.
Very cool, from what I can remember.
Someone told me.
It was later in the excursion.
That was a while ago. I think that was on the way back from the beer summit last year.
Oh, so you went to the Sacramento one.
Yeah.
The year before.
Sure did. Jeez. Mm-hmm.
Or you still went up to Sacramento this year. You're just like, screw it. I don't care. I'm still going to Sacramento.
Summit myself.
Make my own summit.
The Long Beach. That'll be
longest of beaches.
Oh, very long beach.
Long Beach was fun.
It was.
It was different vibe, but it was still very cool.
We normally roll with like 7 or 8 people and like really bring a presence of Tioga, but when it's in Long Beach, there was just 3 of us.
Oh, so little baby presence.
Yeah. It's still cool.
Baby presence.
We also have the sour from Bakersfield.
The Dionysus.
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 The Berliner, Bakersfield Berliner, Berlinersfield.
Berlinersfield with watermelon.
It tasted like a sweet tart.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like sours, but that's pretty good.
Okay.
I don't like sours.
If you even get the approval.
Did you give it a 2 on Untappd? Go, I don't like this style.
Not my style.
Great beer. I know my style too.
No, I'm rating it good, bro.
All right, good.
Like 2.75.
And what else? We had Tioga Sequoia's Sugar Pine.
Woo!
Woo! Wow, look at it. We got a fan.
Sugar Pine, honey bug.
It's my first time from a can.
I wait all year for that shit to come out.
Whoa, jeez.
364 days for this.
They should do a big can release on you'd be in line. You Lime Fest.
No, I would come and get it later, but yeah, I'd get it.
It's everything is, if you might notice, coming out in cans. All the heritage labels that used to be in 22s have not been put in 22s this year so far.
That's so sad.
Love cans.
That's so sad.
4 packs, all the things.
Oh, man.
That means...
Where's your turtle-friendly
4-pack
ring holders?
I'm going to open this mystery Zach's here.
Working on those, too.
Yes.
Ooh. Is that how you open it? You open it in the mic. All right, now.
Yeah. Secrets have been told.
You're going through some quick training here.
So tell us what we have in the can.
It's a mystery can.
We got a guess?
Matt Knapp will most likely 100% will know.
Is it the Alhambra water at the end of the bar?
You know it is, Chief.
It's not hazy. Wow. Nick might be into it.
Chief, I didn't know you were a chief yet.
She just chiefed us.
Oh, absolutely.
I like the aroma.
I don't know. I'm suspicious of this beer.
just from the aroma, I'm saying this is a pale.
Are you really sure?
No, now about I'm. That? No, yeah, now that I've tasted it,
you
I'm
sound
not
suspicious about not your suspicions.
It's
suspicious.
Not a pale.
Your suspicions sound very suspicious.
I don't know.
I'm kind of suspicious.
I'm a bit more than kind of suspicious.
You know, I might.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh.
Might need a 12 pack to figure it out. I don't
know. Yeah.
Check the condition that you're suspicious.
Is that what it
is?
Is it really suspicious?
It is.
Pale?
It is.
Really
super
nice.
That is true, though. I've seen this before. You guys don't label the cans that you take home because you're like, you'll figure it out anyways.
Steven likes to do that. Yeah, he's just like, yeah.
Make myself
a mystery.
A little surprise for myself later.
Yeah, he's like,
future
Steven will thank me because I don't have to decide what I want. I just pick one. You know.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
you
fun.
Literally can't.
It's like beer roulette.
It is.
He was like, just take it. I don't even remember what it is. Just take it to them. Okay.
You guys.
And we like
it. You don't make any specialty mixes, blends? Do you have a special? Matt has a couple specialty blends at Tioga.
Like,
do you
like when I mix the beers?
Yeah.
I will. If people ask me, I will 100% do that for them. There's nothing that I can think of right now. Like sometimes I like to mix sours and IPAs because I enjoy. Like it makes it kind of more fruity, and I like a sour IPA. So sometimes I have done that in the past. I haven't done that in a while.
Okay.
And even. I have put kombucha in our beer before.
What?
Like,
whoa.
Okay, so hear me out.
Just kidding.
So back when we had exactly Citra, there we go. It was Citra.
Right.
And we had the strawberry basil kombucha mixed together. Wow. It was actually super good.
Oh, did you name it? Did you name that?
No, because it was just like, it was like the Zach's secret menu. So,
I never got to name
it. It made it very basil-y.
Yeah.
Like, it was like basil IPA. Huh. I don't know. It was very interesting. It was delicious. Huh. Refreshing, I thought.
So when you're in Zach's, you see Kayleen, you can ask for, like, what do you got? Secret
like
menu wise.
Dealer's choice? Or?
Like, yeah. I like what people are like. Dealer's choice. Like, they're like, style? I want a flight. Just put whatever you think.
Yeah, put it
like,
down.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
It's always more fun when people are open to stuff than when they're like, no, I don't like half the things you have here. I don't want cheese in my beer, and I don't want sour, and I don't want something dark.
So you want next door is what you want.
Water. You want water.
Yeah.
You want to go to the casino a couple blocks away.
And they have a nice light variety for you. Uh-huh.
One time this girl was like, what kind of gin do you guys have?
Wow.
Gin. Like, yeah, we don't do that here. This is beer. It was like 6 in the afternoon.
Beer. She wanted her gin.
Gin juice.
I was like, nope.
Did you just direct her to the highest alcohol content beer you had?
I'm pretty sure I sold them on sours somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I like to sell people on sours. So.
You're like...
Sell or trick?
Well, okay. I'll never trick anybody. We have samples. I'll be like, hey, you could try it first.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, let me know. What do you think? I'll be like, it's fruity. It doesn't taste like beer. It'll get you drunk. And they're like, all right, cool. All right, cool. Cool. I don't like beer. Taste this. Oh, yes, it's great.
Then you like beer.
You like some beer.
Nice.
Starter beer.
Well, glad you're here in this brewery if you don't like beer. Glad you came in.
Thanks for coming by. How else can we make help you?
Kayleen, I know Reggie's gateway beers, but Michelob Ultra. I mean, we all know that.
Do we know that?
Common,
you gotta keep slim, bro.
Common knowledge.
That's the jogging beer. That's how you keep slim.
Is he a 5K-er?
You run a mile and you drink an Ultra.
Yeah, that's the diet.
Yes, the can is slim. You're slim.
The Ultra can slim diet.
Right.
Yes. I walk a mile. Could I still have an Ultra?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. You could still have one.
You can have like a 12-pack, probably, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
12-er.
12 Ultras.
Yes.
Kayleen, what...
I'm working on 12 Ultras
per mile.
I feel
like, are you an exclusive craft beer drinker, or are you just like, whatever's going on?
No.
You're like situational drinker.
I'm a situational drinker. I will try anything. I don't necessarily like everything, but I will... You know, if you have it, I'll try it. If you're offering it, I'll try it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it.
You're not going to be like, where did this come from? No. You're not going to be like me and go.
I would say I'm not like Mikey.
Who owns this?
Whoa.
No.
Show me your pedigree, please.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that workaholic scene where it's like, drug test today. It's like, what kind of drugs we testing? So it's like, beer share. What kind of beers we testing today?
So, it would be hard to... Do you remember, like, the first craft beer? Like, what were you drinking before? You weren't always drinking craft beer, were you?
Call this
no,
beer
street. I mean, I definitely didn't start crafty. Like, I remember drinking, like, my parents let me drink Keystone Light in high school, and I think that was, like, my first.
They're like, what could really happen?
Yeah, it's basically water. Keystone Light. No, the first, like, actual craft beer I remember liking is... is it the Petrus, like the aged red ale?
Yep.
So I really liked that. And then Purple Haze from Abita.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Those are like
that's the first Abita pool.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Abita.
I remember that as like that was one of our early. That was one of our early craft beers, and it was actually pretty good. It was like, ooh, it's Abita.
Their stock just went up 25 cents.
They're back on the map.
Back in business.
Abita.
You hear back. That? Somebody likes it.
Hey.
Abita, we're still here.
We got talked about.
You can still go get it at your house. You can get a whole half.
Oh, get a yard.
True. Yes.
Yard of purple haze.
That was where I used to go.
I saw it on the
beers.
Menus. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They like it.
Oh. I might try it. Because once in a while, if I go to... I haven't been in a yard house in a bit, so I'll right, probably be fine now. Long. But like if I go in a if I go regularly...
Pour hard, Phyllis.
Like about the second or third time, I'm just like, this tap list looks terrible. So like I might go Abita if I'm in that kind of situation. Because like, you know, they only change every 6 months. So they only change things over. So it's like if you go in between 6 months...
That's good shit.
You know... It's not that place.
All right, we got a new beer going around the table. No. Reggie brought this one.
Woo!
I couldn't let it sit there any longer.
Left-hand it's brewing companies. Famous Nitro.
This is probably optimal temperature for it, too. Stout.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a skosh off of refrigeration.
Mm, too warm.
I got the bottom pour.
Oh, man.
I'm not Mikey Bottom Pour, or am I?
And now
check back tomorrow for results.
MikeyBottomPour.com. I just bought it. Can't buy it.
No, Mikey, copyright 2020.
I'm going to have to do something to you.
Sometimes
real quick,
he's top, sometimes he's bottom. Oh,
no. I've had it.
But he always gets a pour.
It feels like what's going on the bottom? Feel that weight.
There's a widget.
Oh, okay.
Remember when I opened it? It sounded like the little percolators all.
Nitro.
I was
nitro.
Doing something else, bro. I didn't
see a little white thing in there. When you pop the can, it releases the widget, so it introduces the nitrogen into the beer. So that's why you pour hard.
You didn't hear him say pour hard.
Fresh nitro.
You didn't go hard.
Sorry, did you check the date on your nitro?
Too hard.
We didn't.
Too hard.
What's
Reggie? Where'd you?
How old's this nitro?
Did you get this from Total Wine? It might be from.
It was gifted.
To might you. Be from the. There's a lot of beer that was there in the during the opening of Total Wine.
It says.
No, I bought all that.
Oh, you did? You're like, cleared it out.
They give you.
It was gifted to me, bro.
A modest range. It says Best Buy 6/12/2020.
Boom. See? Mm.
So even if it was canned yesterday, it's still 6 months.
Yes,
from being bad.
You don't know. Yeah. You don't know. Very nice.
It's indie. I see it.
It's good.
It's only 6%, too. So it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you just made Nick sad.
That's tasty.
Are you saying that you want an Imperial Nitro?
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Oh, man.
That's the pedestal that everybody needs to get on to.
Is left hand's milk stout?
Yep.
That's good shit.
Coffee and cream.
Cool. Oh,
great.
That was awesome bumper there.
Matt.
You know it's beer news if somebody like Bloomberg is reporting.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, no. Michael Bloomberg's we already know Lumberg? He's running.
Bill Lumberg reporting.
Bill Lumberg reporting.
So Bloomberg decided to say the 11 best beers brewed this year. And,
it's the end of the year list season.
Yeah, everything is in reflection at this point. And you should just go look at the article because there's not one beer that we've probably ever had or heard of. So,
all right.
It's a very regional list.
Flanta Flora Nebo Pilsner. Yeah.
One of my favorites.
That's a hell of a list already.
Oxbow Sap House from Newcastle, Maine. The other one was from Morganton, North Carolina. Under Hoppy Ales, they have Duchess Ale Ghost Beer, which is a pale ale from Wazziak, New York.
You guys are we that? Sure these are real? Are they just yanking people's chains? This doesn't sound real.
From Half Acre, there's Bodum.
Oh.
It's an American
Half
IPA.
Half Acre, I've heard of Chicago. Half
Acre. So that's one of the best beers in 2019.
All right.
Yeah.
Then this one should appease to Fontana Jim. Under the IPA category, there was a triple IPA out of Orange, California. Green Cheeks Swim Test.
Ah, yeah.
Green Cheeks.
Then they have a Belgian-style ale. So they're proud of these Belgian beers.
They're proud, huh?
From Tired Hands, Adaptive Distortion. It is a table beer, so it's only 3.5%.
I might be into that.
Table beer.
Off Color, they have Very, Very Far. It's a mixed fermentation ale. They're out of Chicago.
Yeah.
Then there is Suarez Family Brewery, Crescent. It's a Saison at 4.7. Then under Strong Beers, they have Burial, Porter, Beyond, Non-Existence. It's an Imperial Stout at 15%.
Beyond
Asheville,
Non-Existence,
North
man.
Carolina.
That's metal.
This one, I don't think they chose the right one, but from Sierra Nevada, they chose the Trip in the Woods series, but they went with Vintage Bigfoot, so it was a barley one.
Our best beers of 2019 is a
2014 Bigfoot.
Then there is Allagash. There's Barrel and Bean, which is a triple with coffee out of Portland, Maine. So that's their list of the 11 most important beers that were released in 2019.
11 most weird shit.
Is there nothing you from California? Heard of.
The show no, they some had the Sierra Nevada
trip
dude.
In the woods.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, under strong beers.
What's going on?
Yeah, so they...
easy, Reggie. Jeez.
Can I cuss on this shit?
There was Jeez. The green cheek, too.
Reggie, gosh.
Well, yeah, the green cheek.
Shit.
Which is highly deserved. Cool. I love that.
And then, now you can't play this to your boy.
Call bullshit.
I was on a podcast once, son.
No, you weren't, Dad. You're full of shit.
No, I'll fucking play it right now. You'll see.
You'll fucking hear. FCC, please stay away. No.
They have no idea we're here.
Oh, okay.
Aren't they trying to do something about podcast?
No.
Are they?
I don't know.
Well, after this is going to be huge.
Yeah. Yeah. You just wait.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. He's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be big.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Real big.
God damn it.
I think I read just kind of on... Speaking of FCC or stuff like that, I think YouTube plays or streaming counts are going to start feeding into Billboard counts. So something like that. I'll have to look at that.
Oh, okay. Oh, you mean charting and stuff. Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of weird that that's coming. But then we have the Brewers Association.
Technology, man.
They have their reflective view of the biggest moments in U.S. craft beer in 2019. Yeah. 2019, the year in beer, there is 4% growth.
Nick and Matt do a show without Mikey.
Overproduction.
Number one.
Is that what happened in 2019?
Yeah. Yep.
We survived the week without Mike.
Number one beer.
Where's
no
the,
man, baby.
Where's the money? Are we getting bought out now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
5,000.
The session is going to buy us out.
Yeah.
Sweet. Beer Brewing Network is going to buy us out.
Yeah, if they bring money.
Oh, they bring money. They'll just come show up and go, we're buying you out. We're like, oh, well, how much? No, you're just ours now.
We bought you.
We just bought you.
We got your evaluation report in the mail.
Hostile takeover.
Yep.
Jobs were up 11% since 2017.
Oh, yes.
Craft brewers responsible for more than 550,000 full-time equivalent jobs.
Hey, Kayleen got hired last year.
Yeah. Part of that.
Sure did. Oh, yeah.
I was more forced into it rather than hired. But
forced labor.
Don't you want to go into the family business?
Don't you?
Go!
Woo! Congratulations, you're hired. Hired for what? You're hired.
So it's similar to us getting bought out.
What's my position? Was hired. You're our daughter. That's what you're doing.
Stand here.
Do you like food?
Do you like living? I'll wipe you off this face of the planet. Well, you don't work here. Just kidding. Like, I love working there.
Do you craft like hot brewers.
Water? Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Yes, Matt. Go ahead.
Is everybody done over talking?
Just bust in there,
Matt. Sorry, Matt. I don't know how this works.
Craft brewers contributed $79.1 billion to the U.S. economy in 2018, a 4% increase from 2017. Let's see. More than 4,700 craft brewing companies have adopted the independent craft brew seal. That's a Mikey tip right there.
That's right. Everyone's using it. I've said this before on the show.
Breweries.
Used, yeah. I've used that logo before to confirm whether something was indie.
There's more than 8,000 breweries operating in the U.S.
What?
And there were new beer holidays launched. There was National Independent Beer Run Day on July 3rd, which Mikey was a fan of. There is Small Brewery Sunday on December 1st to encourage beer lovers everywhere to celebrate and support America's small independent brewers.
Is it the same day as Small Business Saturday? No. I feel like that was the same day.
Related.
No? I mean, but small business can also be.
God, you guys get so many days.
I drink beer every day. What I don't need a damn holiday to drink
What day
beer.
Is it? Tuesday? Oh, fuck it, I'm drinking.
National Tuesday Appreciation Month.
That's my favorite one.
But yeah, so the Brewers Association has the full article where they explain things. They have, if you're not really a big fan of a lot of words, they have little fancy photos with with little captions under them that you can look at.
Infographics.
Snarky captions.
So, but I mean, that's what's happening around the world. People are happy about beer, and weird news outlets are promoting random beer we might not have heard of.
Do you yield back the rest of your time for culture?
Ooh, this beer is good.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it is good.
It's most modestly ABV triple.
What do we got going on here?
What? Triple?
Like, hey, it doesn't taste like a triple.
Reggie, what is it?
Oh!
Fucking triple.
It's probably 10%.
From Moonraker Brewing, a Wazoo Corvette donated beer. It's called what, Reggie?
Low Viz Triple IPA. It has like an eyeball of an alligator or some shit on it.
It's really good.
It is really good.
It's good.
Moonraker.
That does not taste like a triple.
It's probably 10.2 at most. I don't think it's like the 13s.
It's 10
flat.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
10 flat.
It's a good one.
It still counts.
Nick, do you have some cold?
Sure.
Only that Sierra Nevada and I will be the big 4-0 next year, so I think it's time I actually go to Sierra Nevada and have a beer.
Oh, you should.
In Sierra Nevada.
You're like, hey, I'm 42. I'm 42, guys. Mm-hmm. Do I get beer?
You going to go to the Torpedo Room?
Old AF.
Or are you going to go to the Chico?
No, I'm going to make the pilgrimage and actually go to the home. Mm-hmm. Home base.
The
home
mothership.
Yeah.
Yes, nice.
See, I've been to the Chico one, but
yes.
You have.
Damn it.
Oh, did you guys collabed up there?
No, we didn't collab with Sierra Nevada, no. We were up in Chico for a tap takeover.
That's what it was.
You mixed a couple beers like, we're collabing.
Zach's Brewing just collabed with Sierra Nevada.
That counts.
It was industry. They were doing a tap takeover.
Yes. Yeah. It's our own tap takeover.
In the parking lot.
Yep, in the parking lot.
Tap takeover, guys. Hey, you going in the Sierra?
Yeah, we're real excited.
Oh, takeover here at Zach's Brewing right here in the parking lot. Why are you going there?
Big collab going on.
Going on right here.
Narwhal, you heard of it? Collab.
Oh, yeah.
Happening.
We should, you guys still have the trailer?
Yeah.
So we should take
the travel trailer?
We should take my truck, their travel trailer, and just camp out in the parking lot of Sierra Nevada.
I see.
You like, can go right when they open.
Like just roll out the AstroTurf, the lawn chairs, and they'd be like, what you doing? Be like, oh, we're just hanging out here.
It's called tailgate, bro.
Yeah.
Cook some wieners.
Roasting.
Gonna just light up my bar. Is this good?
That's right. I'm solar powered, bro. Just like you guys.
Yeah, you're green. So green.
You yield back the rest of your time, Nick?
Mm-hmm.
Culture?
Am
I the only one that's been watching the impeachment trial?
No.
Yes. I saw it pop up on my phone.
I heard about
it. Hey, here's a news story. And I'm like,
Daddy,
oh, cool.
Do you remember when the president got impeached? I think I remember something on my phone about it.
So, Nixon? What do you mean?
Nixon? Heard about it.
It moved to where they'll have a trial, which probably won't go through because of how it's weighted out. Yeah. But anyways. So.
You're back.
So, you're waiting for
you're back.
Did you do some impeachment drinking? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Yeah, I'm like, well, where's some good impeachment beers?
Yeah. Tailgate impeachment beer.
I think triples, IPAs.
Yeah.
Right now, I mean.
Isn't that an actual beer, impeached?
I'm impeached.
Yes. There's a stone. Stone Brewing beer.
Coming up with beer names is
good knowledge.
Extremely hard. Almost everything has been done.
Are you the big namer there at the Zacks?
We all kind of do it. I mean,
top ranking namer.
Whoever has a good idea for something, and we'll all kind of bicker about it. And then I'll pitch a really great idea, and they're like, "No, don't do that."
Wow.
That's fine.
Then you come to work the next day and see it on the board.
Yeah, what's one? What's one of them? Give me one.
Somebody's Boys in the Water.
That's a popular one.
Uh-huh, and a Nacho Average Pilsner.
Ooh.
Yeah, fun stuff. Coming up with beer. It is fun. It's just a pain.
Do you guys immediately go to Untappd and see who's using the name?
Well, we'll think of something that we think sounds good, and then half the time we're like, let's check Untappd, see if anyone's done it, and then like usually it's already been done.
Yeah.
It's really hard to come up with something original. I mean, it's
let it be out of production. Let it be out of production.
Well, it's okay for us to still use it as long as it's like a one-off. Like we're not
right.
Obviously we don't really distribute.
But I'm worried if you don't distribute, does it really matter?
No, it doesn't. Like we can still if it's not a beer that we're like making like consistently and like marketing, it's fine. But like if it's just a one-off, we make it one time and name it that. It's okay. But like we try to be as original as we can. But sometimes we're just like, well, you know, we're out of ideas, so we're just going to use this, even though someone else already used it too. But we do try.
Seems to be the graphics that get more people in trouble than the.
Yeah.
Actual name.
Right.
Yeah. I do wonder a lot about that.
It does
like,
seem like
they can use that.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the names have just sort of at this point. It's like movies now where there's like three movies that have the same name, but they're different movies altogether or whatever. And
yeah, like that Star Wars thing.
Yeah,
like, there's so many just like
there's like a Star names. Trek, I think, and then there's like the Star Wars.
And there's Star Tours.
Oh, yeah. Star Tours. Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then Star Shots, you know, you go to the mall and get your picture taken. That's where it's at. That's no the money maker.
Star Shots.
There's no rules anymore.
You know,
he's
getting 40 when he knows about Star Shots.
See, I don't even know what that is.
Shots are out.
There you go.
Sorry, Muffin.
Yep.
Jeez.
It's all downhill, man.
Oh, it is. It is.
Watch Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, like that. Okay.
Got my second gray hair.
If you do Napoleon Dynamite,
that's how they get you. You're like, you're leaving the mall and there's just that. The store almost looked like it's been abandoned, but it's an actual photo studio.
Well, that's abandoned.
And they're like, you can get all these photos for $40. And you're like, wow, that's not a bad deal.
I've got $40.
Yeah.
We'll just take family pictures right now.
I want to look good.
I want to look good.
Glamour shots.
Yeah, glamour shots.
Tilt your head slightly to the left.
I like the lasers and the cats, please.
Yes.
Yeah, just like that.
Yes.
Just gaze off into the abyss.
Yeah, the overexposure with you looking two different directions in the same photo.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do those. The picture-in-picture ones. Yeah.
You're like this direction.
Glasses on, glasses off.
I have those.
Yes, Matt Nappy
as a
show.
Child, I have those as a child.
Of course you didn't.
As a man, maybe, or as a child?
Yeah, well.
Man-child.
I was a child.
Last week, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure the teachers are like, that guy's going to grow up to be a man, baby.
It's a man, baby.
They're all, we have to deal with him at this. We can only imagine what it'll escalate to.
Can you imagine?
When he's operating on his own steam.
Can you imagine his wife, what his wife's going to have to go through? Dear rough. God. Things you see as a teacher. Yeah. Let's go have another Schlitz in the teacher's lounge, guys.
This one's going to be here a while.
I'm going to have him back next year. You watch. I've got a rant of him.
He's probably the kind of guy where he goes to check the mail with his t-shirt tucked into his underwear.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he's getting the mail.
Yes, we know. You announced it an hour ago.
What are you getting all dressed up for? I'm going out to get the mail.
You know he doesn't come till 2 o'clock. What you doing out here?
Never know. Sometimes there's a different guy. Comes earlier.
Got a sub. Got a sub today.
They come faster. Yep. They don't do all the chit-chat. They just get their shit done.
Hey, his neighborhood's so important, they paint the curbs that say, don't park here for the mail truck.
Oh.
You're missing that shit, dude. That's
mail
shit.
Priority, huh?
Don't park in front of the mailbox, people.
Dude.
Did he also post his street sweeping schedule, so you know?
Thursday of every month.
Yep. Let me know.
Yep.
No, we don't have street sweepers here. Ooh. It's County Island. No street sweeping.
You got to sweep your own
street?
We do
it ourselves.
You got to sweep your own street.
Yep.
Every day, we got to get out there in the middle of the street and get the brooms out.
Everybody takes part. We call it street sweep day.
That's right.
In the neighborhood. Get out of here! Get the fuck out of here! It's street sweep day!
Hey, Daryl! I'm not going to sweep your curb again!
Hey! I see you. All right,
just one more time.
This last time, Daryl. Next time, it's all you.
I don't feel that well today. Do you mind if I just stay in here? You sweep by street for me.
Rain hurts my knees. I can't sweep today.
I always have this
bullshit, Daryl.
I'm laying in bed. I hear the street sweeper. It always goes on the opposite side first, and I'm like,
yes.
You know, one of these days, I'm just gonna get out there, pull my car in the driveway. Let him hit my side of the street.
That's right.
Nope.
Oh, man.
And then I just hear him gutter. Your gutter must be so fucking trashed.
It gets bad. Like, there's a low spot in front of my house.
You got the weeds?
So it,
stuff growing in there?
No weeds. But it will get dirt.
Coagulated leaf pile.
Yeah.
Got a garden. All kinds of worms. Got a garden. What are you growing in there? Hops? Hops growing out there?
Yeah, hops.
Not a whole lot.
He's composting.
We got hops.
He's composting.
Got hops.
That used to be...
No, I'm being very Portlandy and just composting.
It used to be a lawn, and it's whatever plants can survive on very little water.
Yes.
And
stay green.
Drought tolerant.
We had a tree, and it fell over. And I'm happy that tree's gone, because it was one of those... Yeah.
Fuck you,
Mountain. Wow.
Fucking Mountain.
You stood over it. You fuck. Piss I off, never
tree.
Fucking liked you.
Fuck you,
tree. Piece of shit. I knew this is how you ended up. I told you this is how you ended up.
Yep.
So, one day you're just going to fucking fall over and I'm going to be so happy.
Got
bro.
Into the drugs tree. Done.
So it was one of those trees that dropped. It dropped berries. It dropped leaves. It dropped piece those little shit. Those little what round, spiky acorn. Cone things.
Yeah.
And so there was like 5 or 6 months a year, this tree dropped shit, like different shit. And I was sitting in my living room one day.
Had a shit for every season. It had something to drop.
An asshole tree.
I was sitting in my living room. Windows were open. Fall
and I drop all these acorns on this bro's tree. Car.
Windows are open, sitting in the living room, and I hear this whoosh noise, and the curtains blow in the house with dust. And I just peek open the blinds.
We're being visited by a ghost now.
And the tree's just laying over in the yard. And so I literally like text my sister and I was like, hey,
is the tree supposed to be laying in the yard?
Taking a nap.
I was calm as could be. And I just texted her and I was like, hey, so the tree fell over in the front yard. And she comes out and she's like, what? And I was like, yeah, the tree just fell over.
just fell over.
It's fucking tired.
Luckily,
like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I am tired of this sitting in this spot all the time.
So the tree for some reason had termites at one time, so it ate everything but two roots on either side of it. So once those gave way, it just right over.
Poor guy. Gold. Now I feel bad about it. The tree.
Poor tree.
So. Tree talk. City trees.
Went that long
they're
before
shitty.
Tangent.
Yeah, I know. People are like, when are they going to play the tangent? Because this is a fucking tangent.
This is a tangent of tangents.
Another new beer. This is, like I said, we're trying to get rid of some stock.
Pleasantly get through.
Yes. Not get rid of. We're like enjoying it.
Yeah.
Single Speed Brewing. I think this is the one we haven't had yet. Ring Around the Goes. From Single Speed, Ohio, our new friends in the Iowa. Sorry.
So would this be an instance where you'd say Goze?
Iowa.
Ohio?
Ring around the Goze?
Iowa.
Ring around the Goza?
Yes.
Real quick, did you guys know that...
It's a contemporary Goze.
Did you guys know that you can check into the sex addiction clinic here?
Yep. No.
Are you aware of that?
Never heard of it.
We're not drinking beer in the sex addiction clinic.
Nothing to do
never
with me.
Never heard of it. Not a founding member.
5 years running.
Don't have meetings there twice a week.
If y'all have these running jokes, I'm unaware of it.
They don't know my name when I walk by.
Hey, Mikey.
Go,
Mikey, we haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
I told you my name is Todd.
Plaque on the wall. Plaque on the wall.
Not my name.
Hey, Mark, we haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
Whoa. A rare spill from Matt.
Woo. Randy.
He's getting a little Randy. Getting Randy.
Do you have a sound effect on
Single Speed? I'm not sitting in my normal spot.
We don't.
Yeah, you need a sound effect for spills.
I know, right?
Oh, there he goes. Bye, Matt.
Single speed, man. They keep bringing it.
How often do spills happen? Not very often.
Not very often.
Once a month.
Only when sex stuff is brought up.
Yeah.
Sex clinic. Blah. 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 Bing, 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 bing.
I don't really have much culture other than I helped a person get all the Plinies from Whole Foods.
Wow.
I came around the beer corner, and then there's a woman, like, she couldn't, she was like, it was like I came around to help her because she was like, I can't get the Plinies. She looked at me like I worked there. I was like, oh, gosh, I'll help you get Plinies.
You had that supermarket vibe.
Yeah, well, working 11 years at Vons, I guess I was just, I automatically went into grocery store.
It's your stride. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'll help you get anytime I can get some Plinies. And I did the whole climb back in there and get the last Plinies. And I was I was going to get Pliny. And I sort of like left. I like just got her one basically, and like left the other two there. And she's like, "Oh, I wanted all those." I was like, "Oh, okay." And she's like, "Oh no, you take one." I was like, "No. It's all right.
You're I don't need Plinies.
I've had this.
Yeah, I've had it. I've had it.
You should see my collection.
Yeah.
Did you know who I am, bitch?
You know who I am.
Shit.
Come on.
She's all, you need this more than I do.
it's on your face.
She's like, have you had this? Have you tried this beer?
I was like, no, I haven't heard of it before.
They don't have it here. You know that?
Yeah. My grandson always asked for this Pliny stuff.
No, but that's what she said. She said these are
stocking.
She said these are Christmas gifts. These are all Christmas gifts.
Right, yeah.
And I wanted to say something like nice back, like, oh, and like all I could say, all I. Because she might have been an attractive woman, which I can't talk to, you know.
Yeah, you don't notice things.
I'm not
like
exactly
that.
Smooth.
Otherwise, you might have to go check in down the street.
No, yes. So I was like, so I go, I'll let it go then. I was trying to be funny oh, that's fine. I'll let you have all the Plinies in, but like it sounded like an ass. It sounded like an asshole after it came out of my mouth. And. And I was like, oh, God, I just don't know how to talk.
You choked.
We all have been there.
I don't know how to talk to people.
It came out different than you meant.
That's what it didn't even come out, did it?
That's what he said. Come on, it's Whole Foods. It's a very wholesome place.
Yes, wholesome.
Wholesome foods.
Wholesome foods.
Yeah, Whole Foods is short for wholesome foods.
Amazon foods.
Yeah. Do you find that prices are actually better now? And just now that Amazon...
Will they ship it to your house now?
It seems like...
No, but you can pick up your Amazon at the lockers out front.
The beer's a little bit... Oh. It seems like the beer's a little bit cheaper, maybe.
Maybe. Mm. Coffee's not any cheaper.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Seems like, but I don't know.
What are you doing?
Jeff Bezos, come on.
She's like filming me. I don't know what's going on. Do I move?
She's filming past you. You're okay.
I'm in the shot.
It's just very, very... I was filming that OG Tammy Box.
Tammy Racky. Oh, Tammy.
Tammy Racky.
She's got a nickname. Talk about beer and tell me you're
driving. I have two ways you can get your voice on the show. You can record something on your smartphone and email it to us. perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Record your voice, send that file to us, we'll play it, keep it under 3 minutes. Or you can call the Dorktown Network like 559-492-0542 and do that. And let's see, we do have a traditional voicemail.
Hey guys, this is Larry from Tulare.
Tulare.
Wanted to chime in on the homework assignment from Al Green last week. Seinfeld themed beer, a brown ale named Ass Man.
All right,
guys.
Good job. Good job.
Welcome back to. Keep up the good work. See ya.
Thanks, Larry.
Wow.
Thanks for the citro, Larry.
He's gonna drop one, but it's gonna be a big one.
That makes sense. I think
good
Larry,
Seinfeld reference name beer.
Yes.
I think Larry called me today.
Oh, what?
I missed a call from a Larry.
Huh.
From
Larry.
Larry from Tulare.
Was it a Tulare? Was it a Tulare prefix?
It was. It did say Visalia, California.
Oh, it might have been.
Say, yeah. So. Was it a 300 number?
It was.
that was a specific question, but
the phone number was 559.
Wow. Here's the phone number. Please text Larry.
Yeah.
See how he's doing. He'd probably be fine. I mean, we got good, we have a good culture. Good Larry. Oh, that is Larry.
I don't know how, but it happened.
That's weird. Oh my gosh. We have a good culture of people. You can give out your phone number to rando. Perfect poor
listeners.
They'll
probably send him beer.
Yeah, right?
No, Larry from Tulare has donated to the show before.
Yes.
Oh.
I had a Citra recently from Larry.
Mm-mm.
As we continue, voicemails.
Guys, you hear me?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, yes. We can.
Again, I'm almost driving. I seem to be doing a lot of these lately where I got the car started, I'm in park, getting ready to go.
Okay.
Ready to start the day.
He's being safe.
Well, anyway.
He's checking his dates.
I'm probably not going to invade the show. I want to apologize in advance to Chew. I told Chew I'd try to be on the show. But the way I'm feeling this morning, and I'm not really a morning person, so things could turn around, you know?
We're here at 6 a.m. on Friday.
And make my way to the show. But I don't know, and I just. But anyway, so I wanted to issue a preemptive apology to Chew. But hey, you never know. I might actually be on the show listening to this voicemail and say, "Hey, look, I felt better." But yeah, I freaking hate the morning. I hate the world in the morning. I really do. But you know, as the hours go by during the day, I start to feel better. And I don't know. It's just like there's so much stuff I gotta do around the house when I get home, and you know,
life
you guys,
sucks.
You know. And I live out in Sanger. You know, I don't Sanger
no.
that close to the show. It takes me a half hour.
At least you got
House
of Pendragon out
back
there.
And blah 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 blah. That's where I'm at right now. But anyway, I might be on the show, guys. Maybe. And I hear there's a certain someone who might. Be on the show too.
Oh my god!
Super someone.
I'm here.
Yeah, yes. You are if you're there. But if you're not,
I am.
If you're not there either, if you don't make it,
no, I'm here, man.
I guess you don't.
I do.
So I'm just saying all this for nothing. But anyway,
who's he talking about?
Keep up great work, guys.
Both of us. He knows we're here.
Obviously talking about Reggie.
Oh yeah. Super. Sanger.
That's the first singer one.
Yeah, he didn't pause long enough.
Mike, you'll fix it in post.
Oh yeah,
no, nope.
That's not how this works.
You're not. Did you the show?
Did you at least like that meme that I tagged you in with Han? It's like we'll fix it in post. And he's like, that's not how this.
No,
works.
I did.
I know, but I'm genuinely asking you right now.
Yes, I like the meme.
Was it a pity like or actual?
No, it
like?
Was not a pity. It was an actual like. I probably didn't have enough energy to actually write things.
No. Just in general, you could have just been like, ah, that was a stretch, or you could have been like, no, that was a good use of
proper use of a meme.
Yeah,
it was
cool.
properly done Star Wars/. Perfect poor referencing meme. Very, very good. Solid. You guys alright?
Yeah, waiting for
just waiting for that
uncomfortable
next voicemail.
Dorktown silence.
Wow. They're still around?
Yeah. Okay. They still alive.
It's alive.
What another perfect poor to you being
Merry
here?
Christmas, everyone.
Santa Claus is coming to my barrio.
Dad.
Salmon
talking
Claus?
About my barrio.
Sammy?
Guess what, me,
Sammy
homie?
Claus?
The Nick 80 came to my wow. town, is it? Bearing gifts, eh? As a matter of fact, a lot of gifts, Holmes.
Choo.
Really appreciate that, Nick. Thank you for reaching out choo, to choo, me choo. And hooking me up.
Choo, choo.
I had to rebuttal, choo, Holmes, so I sent out a care package. Hopefully you're enjoying it as I
what?
Speak. What did I send, Holmes?
Maybe
I sent you
more.
A vertical, Holmes. Like the best community vertical in the world, eh? Some Chocotazo vertical. So I sent ooh. You the original bottle that I made 4 years ago of Chocotazo over at Wick's Brewery.
Has it really been that long?
I sent you a bottle The beer that I made with Zach, Scotty B, over when I visited Fresno, that's about 2 to 3 years ago, Holmes. And then after that, there's a can that is still air sealed. That's the first production at Zach's brewery. So that's his first Chocotazo mass production for industry for sale. So you got a small little vertical. There's 3 years there. Hopefully someone brought in a fresher one and you can have a 4-year vertical. Also sent a cup. What else did I sent? Cake. Tioga Sequoia cake, Holmes. That's a bottle that I purchased when I was out in
he sent us back Tioga. So
that has a 4-year.
Here's this Tioga Sequoia place.
On that bottle, wax cap. So hopefully it's all good. That thing is always refrigerated and in the dark. Also, what else did I send you? The last bottle of Pachalito Pale, Holmes. And some lager beer that has Nordic fruit in it that was given to me by the bottle shop. It was a taster cans they got to see if they're going to carry that product. And
taster king.
The Nick Eddie got to, he'll probably talk about it on his Cotman Drinkings. Other than that, Holmes. Oh,
don't spoil it.
Thank you to Scotty B.
Oh, we do a Ben Cott drinking here.
And sent me a small little care package with a bottle of I forgot to mention, Holmes. The Nick 80 came through. 3 bottles of DDH General Sherman, the best IPA in the world. Some cans from Zach Brewery. I got the first anniversary hazy IPA.
Anniversary.
I have.
That's a good beer.
Suspicious Pale Ale is amazing beer.
Really suspicious?
And also the Coconut Porter Unity, Holmes.
Unity.
By Zach's. Be drinking that in a minute. Scotty B came through as well with a little care package. I got a bottle of DDH General Sherman from him. I got also a can of the It's All Gouda by Zach and a bottle of his cider. Been hopped with Manteca, and it's called Baby Yoda, something on it. It has Baby Yoda picture. who doesn't want Baby Yoda on their can? Anyways, Holmes, it's chew your beer, and Bruce stop singing, and I'm gonna stop talking, Holmes.
Bruce stop singing.
That's about it. It's chew your beer. And I have to watch you, Holmes. Peace out, eh?
Bruce stop.
Hey, Bruce, stop singing. That's right. Stop.
He's done.
A lot of commentary.
Thank you, Chew. Glad that Chew got some. Chew finally got that beer.
Got him some DDA.
He ended the strike, and then he got some beer. That's what happens. You go back to work, and then you start getting paid. That's what happened.
DDH.
Mm-hmm. Get paid in DDH.
What are the perfect pour to your beer? And I'm back. Yes, I totally forgot. I also purchased some beers for you at the bottle shop. I think I sent in a red ale or red IPA by the A1A Brewery. It's called Matador, and it's the label is based on the C-Sun's mascot. Also sent out, I don't remember what I purchased. I just started grabbing some stuff and just threw them in his bag.
Okay.
So hope you get to enjoy those. You know how I am, Holmes. Drink them fresh, drink them fast, I say. That's it, homie. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año, and all that shit that comes with it, homie. Ate Guacho, this is Chuy the Red Nosed Reindeer, homie. Peace out, eh?
Choo-choo. Uh-oh, it's back.
Oh, boy. So I saved the Chocotazo vertical for a later date.
All right,
we got just way too much to get through right now.
Yeah, right.
But it will happen. Don't worry, Chew. It will happen.
We can do a Chocotazo vertical.
It will happen.
Chocotazo.
She called me up and left me a voicemail.
Quiet week. It's the holidays, man.
There's a
it's Christmas. This is our Christmas episode.
Isn't there an XL Pedro in there?
You have one more, don't you?
It's true. All of it.
Yeah, it's true. Chewy, do you don't like Yeezys, do you?
Oh, it's a message.
It's a massage?
Massage, yes. It's a massage.
Another message.
Swedish.
Chewy, I'm fucked up.
Beat.
tissue.
Chewie, you're going to have to drive the Falcon.
Oh, boy.
I'm pretty fucked up right now. Nah, you don't give me that shit. I saw you talking to that girl. You don't give me any shit. You're too old for Ray, Chewie. She's just a kid.
Wow.
Jesus. Great kid. Don't get cocky.
Yeah. Don't start getting cocky with Ray, Chewie. Oh,
sex addiction.
Down the road.
We haven't seen Chew in a while. He usually checks in here.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, I'm sure Fontana's gym's about to pull in any second now. I was just driving by, so
I was in Reno, so I thought I'd stop in.
My KFC bucket.
I was in the area, Reno.
Reno, Nevada, or
Reno AF, as we say,
or Reno Avenue.
So I drove down here. That's what will happen. You'll see Fontana Jim. He's drinking in Sacramento at like 8 o'clock at night. He's like, yeah, I think I'm gonna come on the show. Like, Jim, you're in Sacramento. We're in Fresno. We're recording in 2 hours. Yeah, I'll be there.
California, right? Same shit.
Yeah, it's California. Same state. Yeah. Come on. Where are we at? What part of the show is this?
We just finished up voicemails.
I don't get this part.
Are we looking?
Somebody really needs to,
are we looking out for beers?
We are. Oh. What I'm looking out for is the dumb bumper.
How bad if you got it?
Everyone just talk amongst yourselves. Here's a topic.
I have a good topic.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Oh.
Ah, very good topic.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I love gold.
I don't think my Wi-Fi is working.
Oh, no.
What's cool. What do we got here? What's the beer we got here?
This is, oh, wait, I haven't read one yet.
The Beast Brewing? Hot Break. It's just another sour ale.
It's a dry hop sour. It's different.
It's a hot break.
I finally got a sour drinking buddy.
I like that packaging a lot. I like the label.
Imagine looking out for plane. Looking out for beers.
Is that what we're doing now?
Looking out for beers. We're still on.
Okay, just checking. You guys are acting all kind of weird.
Matt, what beers are you looking out for?
From Pelican, they're in Oregon. They have a milk stout with coffee, cacao nibs, and vanilla beans. You know what it's called?
Cacao.
The Brood Abides. It is a White Russian inspired beer.
Basket reference.
So the Brood Abides. I'm looking out for that beer.
Wow.
So Matt from Tacoma, let me know if you could help me out.
They're on the Oregon coast there. Pelican.
Pelican.
The producer has been there.
Wow.
Ooh.
I have not.
This is a sour I'm okay with.
Oh, wait, I'm drinking the triple still. What are we drinking?
The hot take or the hot...
Reggie, close that door. God
the hot break.
God damn it. Are you burning Carruthers?
Just because he's burning up.
Now, if you would have just said, God fucking damn it, that would have been a Bell's line right there.
Where's that guy at? Bells. Old Bells. Yeah, good old Bells.
Louie, get...
God. Everyone... Uh-oh. Louie, did you do something?
Somebody treat... Do you know the get the fuck out of here trick?
Yes.
I think that's what he says.
What do you mean to Louie?
No, I'm just quoting Bells.
Don't be mean to Louie.
These are Bells quotes.
These are Bells quotes, okay?
Okay.
This is that sharp carbonation that gives you bubble guts,
I was
going
to say,
I remember how to pour
it's
beer.
A lot of head.
What are we drinking?
Yeah, what is this, Kayleen?
Hot break.
Hot break, dry hop, sour ale. from Little Beast
Bubble
Brewing.
Guts.
And tomorrow's going to be Portland, fun. Oregon. I got hot snacks and bubble gut.
Who gave us that beer? Is it written on there?
It is not.
Oh, that then Matt has to fill it in.
I gave it to you. It's fine.
Nothing wrong with this beer.
It was something Matt then brought them probably. If it's not
I didn't bring it.
Really? The print, the date print, and whenever they're trying to, it's like what? Up on the bottom.
But no, usually you write on it if somebody donated. No, it, I, so yeah, I don't know. Who the hell?
No, I. It's tasty. I hadn't seen that can before. I don't even know where the Beast Brewing is from.
Little Beast.
Hell.
Little Beast.
Hell. Little Beast. Matt, like are you looking it. Out like for it. Anything?
We just went over this. Pelican.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Pelican. I'm here, guys. No sure. worries. What's Pelican? Reggie.
What's up?
Is there a whale beer for you? A beer you've always wanted to have but have never been able to catch? Like,
Hold on, let me look at Untappd.
Oh, yeah, let's all sit here and wait for Reggie to peruse wow. Untappd.
It tells me what I like to drink.
It tells me, what do I want Untappd? What's my beer I'm looking out for?
He has to check his wish list.
Oh, yeah, the wish list.
Yeah, I do have a wish list.
What is my wish list?
Hey, how do you get the stats out of Untappd? Is that just a premium feature?
There are some that are premium, but you can. What kind of stat are you looking for?
I saw someone posted all their year-end stats.
Oh, they may have started doing that already.
No, I think I've gotten that before, and I don't have
it. No, they had it last year, but
premium situation.
If you let's see.
Okay.
Nick, what are you looking out for?
Thought that would kill time. Santa's Little Helper from Port Brewing is out in 4-pack 12-ounce bottles. Thank
ooh.
You.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. You're well, welcome.
Bottles,
so,
huh?
So if you have three bowls. Friends, all four of you can drink it.
Three
together.
Of them will go thirsty, yes.
If you have three friends, they better have brought beer.
Because
I don't have any of mine.
I found my wish list, I know.
Oh, okay. What's something on your wish list?
Number one that I've had on here since I started from Pipeworks, S'more Money, S'more Problems.
That's stout. What you've been looking out for that forever?
I can't fucking find it, yes.
Oh, you really want that. S'more Money, S'more Problems.
It might be a
label. You like S'mores
buy?
Beer?
Might be a label.
Oh, okay.
It's a stout, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah. Imperial Jeez. Double.
Jeez.
Racket.
Is that the beer, or are you just saying rack it? Rack that,
rack
looking
that,
out for.
Rack that beer. Right. If you find it, you bring it to me.
Okay. Rack it.
Rack it. I like
but
it.
But I only have enough money and enough problems.
Monsters oh, Park yeah. was on here, though. But I've already had that, so that's not yeah. a wish list.
So that's like an $18 12-ounce bottle.
I did this yeah. like 12 years ago, so.
Well, yeah.
We were all kids back then.
Yeah.
Didn't know any better.
That was when Reggie and I came. Reggie and I are the ones that came up with the idea to for Fresno to have craft breweries.
Yes.
Wow.
We came yes. up with
you
the
had
idea.
That idea.
And yeah. we had our balls were big enough to do yeah. it.
20 years ago, we're like, you know what? Fresno needs craft beer.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
And we're like, yeah. We're like, yes, this is a fucking great idea. And then here we are 20 years later.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for putting it out there
we
into
didn't
the
do
world.
It. No, we talked about it. We did.
It's the law of attraction.
Yeah. You're yes. welcome, Fresno.
We wished it on Fresno.
You know what would do great in Fresno? What? Craft beer? Fucking A, man. That's what I was thinking.
You like it? I like it, too.
Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah.
Is that how you guys became
Let's
best friends?
Let's talk about it for the next 10
did
years.
Did we just become best friends?
You want to do karate in a garage? Yeah.
So much room for activity.
No power tools after 10. Oh, we're coming up with brilliant ideas out here, honey. Dale, no power tools.
Does your son know anything about
Catalina
carpentry?
Wine mixer?
That'd make a great sour beer.
The fucking Catalina wine mixer.
I bet it's been done. I bet if you looked it up on a tab, someone has
I
probably
bet.
The fucking Catalina wine mixer.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Big helicopter on the cover.
Were you... Do you yield back your time, Nick, or are you still thinking up things to look out for?
There's another one happening. It's a label buy for me. College Street Brewhouse out of Arizona. There's a big show by a bridge in Arizona. It's called Buses by the Bridge. Mm-hmm. And so they've made a bus beer label for this event.
Volkswagen bus.
And one of the Valley Volkswagen shops has been featured on the label CB Performance.
Ooh, very cool.
So I want the beer label.
Where is that one at? That
CB?
Yeah.
Farmersville.
Oh, look at them.
Yeah.
Man, that is a...
I'll let you guys Google that.
Yeah, that's Visalia area.
Very good. Nice.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It's out there. It's out in the boonies,
yeah,
though.
It's out there.
Yeah,
there.
Between...
It's on the way to Porterville.
Between Exeter and Versailles.
It's on your way to hell.
Yeah.
Get ready.
I think...
Get ready.
Yeah.
You're ready to see some hell.
Yeah. Just wait till you get to Woodville.
Yeah.
Woo.
Heard the phone service sucks.
That's it? That's all you're looking out for?
Those are what I'm looking out for.
All right. Kayleen, is there any beers you're looking out for? Have you got a whale beer?
Ooh.
I don't have a whale beer. I have a unicorn beer.
Oh yeah, oh, even better.
So
that's like one better.
So mm-hmm. Wait, okay. So what do unicorns you guys consider unicorn beer? Because I've had this debate with a friend.
I consider them to be something you desire that is next to impossible to get.
Oh no. Okay. So okay. Well, what animal would you consider? I've had it once.
Squirrel.
And I would love to have it again.
That's a squirrel beer.
Beer, not
squirrel
dinner.
Beer? Squirrel beer?
Sure.
So,
it's a coyote beer.
About 5 years ago, like when we first went to Alvarado Street, before they were out on the map.
Before they're
before
hot
they
shit.
Were out there yet.
You're like, these guys are going to be hot shit. You watch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They had a the best peanut butter milk stout on nitro that I've ever had in my life. And it didn't even have like a cool name. They literally just called it peanut butter milk stout.
Wow. I didn't think a field work knew how to do a stout.
Alvarado.
Or Alvarado.
Alvarado.
Yeah, they don't. Alvarado does.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why you're referencing field work. But.
It's so good. But also, I did have a looking out for a beer that I realized, but I happened to find it today. So is it still looking out for?
We'll pretend you did.
Did you buy it? Did you drink
it? I did buy
yet?
It. I didn't drink it yet. I was looking out for the Merry Christmas, Happy New Year Anchor Brewing 2019.
Anchor.
Because I do like to get those every year. So I did pick up a bottle of that today.
I have a vintage 15 if you're interested.
Ooh.
If you're interested. You can bring it to Christmas Eve.
I could, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Vertical, bro. I think Steven likes to save the... We get it every year.
The 1.75 bottles?
Okay, so here's my beef.
Uh-oh.
I went to Moreau Rochelle and they only had like the six pack.
They
didn't have the big bottle, or I would have bought the big bottle. He's like, I don't have any of the big ones. I was like... let me buy a single out of the six pack. I was like, all right, I guess I'll just do that.
Oh, you just couldn't make it down to Whole Foods, huh?
No. I don't... Okay, what is with you guys at Whole Foods? I don't even go to Whole Foods.
It's like
we live by Whole Foods.
That's true, yeah. I don't live by... That's
they
like
have
a mission.
Beer and we
shop
live
next
there.
To you? No way.
Yeah.
Store next to you? Forget it. No.
That's a mission for me, so I guess that makes sense.
I could go to Target, I guess, and like normal people and buy beer, but...
Yeah, yeah, like everyone else buys their craft beer at Target.
Peasant. When you work at a brewery and then right across from one, it's kind of like...
Yeah.
What more do I need?
Yeah.
Although, Gail.
Mom Gail.
She just buys like Celebration for Steven from...
Yay!
That's what he's been drinking.
Good stuff.
He's just been drinking Celebration.
19 Celebrations.
And like mine haze. Awesome.
Steven's been drinking Celebration, but what Zach been drinking?
Oh, Zach drinks Celebration.
Zach's a haze bro.
He's a haze bro.
He's a haze bro.
Not hazy enough for me, bro.
She's hazy.
Zach came up with the first anniversary hazy. I guarantee it.
It's
a Zach beer.
That's a good beer.
Yeah, we had a whole debate about how to
properly
spell
hazy.
That. Like, because we did anniversary, and they did not do it the way that I wanted to do it, but they insisted that the way they did it was right.
Controversy.
Oh, no.
Well, they did anniversary, and I wanted to do anniversary. Like, so, no A. They threw the A in there.
Wow.
But Zach was trying to throw in, like, an extra R or two, so we were like, no, that's not right.
So if you come in, you want to help out Kayleen, like, if you see Steven or Gail there, you're like, why did you spell that like that?
Just be on my side, guys. That's all I ask.
I would have spelled it the other way.
That's what I'm gonna say.
I wanted to do anniverse dash any, and they just say anniverse any, all one word. Like, whatever. It's okay.
Oh, that tastes good.
Oh, gracias. All right.
New beer. Entering
I thought
the show.
This looks like show.
I think it's another yep. Wazoo oh, Corvette beer.
Is that what it is?
It's a Crowler.
Or die.
Apparently it's a dry hop or die. I don't know.
It's you know what we call that? We call that cease and desist. That's what we call that right
ooh,
there.
Ooh, red bus. It's got the Shell oil,
oil can.
So it's gonna be collectible.
Mm-hmm.
Collect all four.
Red bus.
So it's taking on Volkswagen and Shell. It's taking on two different entities to see which one wants to try and sue us first.
We fear nothing.
It says that the beer is called Smash, though.
Smash, smash, smash.
Is that what it is? I thought that the beer was called Oil Can. I'm very confused. Ha, ha, ha. Sorry, Mikey.
It's a very fun label, sorry, but Mikey. Also very confusing.
It is very, very fun.
Smash usually means single malt, single hop, but you think they would list that if that's what it was.
So I don't think it says anyone.
So we got a guess then.
I have no fucking clue what that is. I can't look it up.
I like the drink
I'll look
fresh.
It up. I can't on check untapped. It in. Throw it out.
Look I'll at the drink fresh. Looks like a vintage license plate. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty red cool. Looks like a vintage California license plate. Hmm. While everyone looks at untapped,
this beer is cold.
Guys, man, your beer too cold.
This
too
could cold. Be their. This could be their smash. New England. It's Mash Test Dummy.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
Like Mash Test Dummy. Test Dummy.
It's from Smash for short.
Beer pun.
Hulk Smash.
Smash Hulk Test Dummy.
Smash.
Oop. There it is.
Wow. Oop.
Who's this donated by?
I believe that's Wazoo Corvette.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. Is that within that same that you brought?
Yes.
Same thing that you brought.
The styrofoam ice chest.
Right.
That's not the words.
Oh, it's not?
It's not the words.
That's what I always hear in my head.
Wow.
Well, okay.
Wow.
I yield my time back to Matt, Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd.
Oh, that's me.
What day you been drinking?
Beer.
Beer.
That's Nick's line. Nick wants to do that joke.
Okay.
Thanks for noticing.
My in-fridge six-pack lately has been the Black Butte Porter.
Wow.
I did see it.
It's been a Save Mart $8.99 six-pack.
Same at Whole Foods, so I picked it up there, though.
More Whole Foods for Kaling.
See how many Whole Foods references we can get in. Kaling's like, what
you
the
guys
fuck?
You guys are some whole fuckers.
We are not sponsored by Amazon nor Whole Foods.
Wow.
Wish I was.
Yes.
But when I was at Whole Foods earlier, I saw that they got Ubadank back in stock. So I'm going to have to start picking up those.
The Uba. Uba Steve.
Uba Steve. And then I was at House Pendragon for pub quiz, and they had All Haze Sir Lancelot.
Wow.
Yeah, nice.
So, and that was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Haze.
I checked out a newish beer venue in town called Fresbrew. I actually got to physically go inside of it.
All right, been there.
And great. They had the Mac IPA from Grayview on draft.
All right.
So that marks my first official
Grayview and Fresbrew
official
in one
swoop. Grayview draft.
Yeah, I've kind of had samples. I've touched crowlers, but this is like an actual like beer in my glass, and I was drinking it.
I would like to go there.
You were meta Fresnoing.
Yep. And then
there's nothing more Fresno than it being in Tower District at Fresbrew drinking a Fresno beer.
Mm-hmm. With a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, to go back to Volkswagens, the brother will appreciate this.
Maybe.
They have
Gardner Volkswagen.
They have a Fresno Gardner Volkswagen frame on the
right. Oh, my God. You know what I was going to say?
Dual VW logo.
You're going to say Gardner.
Yep.
So, I don't know if that's... Is it... is it the Porsche VW or the double Porsche or the double VW? Which one's the most rare of them?
Volkswagen only is earlier in the Gardner career.
Okay.
Yeah. Then he picked up Porsche.
There you go. So, yeah. Little fun fact for you. So it's an earlier
the old frame. You're talking about an old Volkswagen dealership in Fresno. Oh.
So it used to be, back in the day, you'd buy a car, Volkswagen. They'd give you a it was made out of pot metal, but it was chrome, usually painted two colors, plate frame.
Mm-hmm.
So most people would just chuck those things or they'd break or whatever. And if that's the thing in the Volkswagen scene, if you can find the dealer plate frame from where your car was from or where you're from, it's a nice accessory to add to it. So that was the last thing I expected.
Original. This is all original.
This is original.
That was the last thing I expected to see go up on that wall was a Gardner plate frame.
Did you try and buy it off him?
I already told him. I was like, if... I assumed it wasn't his, and I was like, if somebody was interested in selling this, I'm interested.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested. He said he got most of his stuff from yard sales and stuff, right, Nick?
Yeah. Yard sales or Yoshi's?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The warehouse, not the...
Right.
Oh, now. The Nabisco.
So, yeah, I was like, Yoshi now?
Not the now. Not the later. Yoshi later.
What else? What else?
So... I don't... Rush Day.
Yeah.
Oh.
So...
Rush-iversary?
Obviously, I was working Rush Day, and I was walking by collecting glassware and stuff, and the big boss, he taps on my shoulder. He's like... He puts a glass in front of me.
Carter!
He's all, here. He's all, you have to sip on this. He's like, I know you'll like it. And I look at it, and he had... Somebody brought out a bottle of PNC from... Firestone Walker, which was made in 2013, and it was an Imperial Buckwheat that they made, which is not a popular beer style. And not only was it Imperial Buckwheat, but it was aged.
That was my 2019 beer style of the year. You just ruined the pours for me, but all right.
But it was an Imperial Buckwheat that was aged in tequila barrels. So it was a total one-off, hard to get. I had it, a couple bottles, that I missed that beer. I had it and it was still fantastic. Huh. So
I don't remember that beer.
PNC. And I made it over to the Zacks for their 1 year anniversary. And I sipped on
a stop in.
Had a really suspicious. I had a anniversary and a little small glass of
I think I'd change that name if I were
of Unity.
Oh, he did. Oh, sorry.
It's good.
I like that.
I like that too.
I had to check in on Unity to make sure it was good on Unity. Nitro. It was on Nitro.
Was it though?
I checked in on it. Turns out, no.
I saw the Cascade, bro. It was Nitro Cascade.
Okay.
They had it on CO2 and Nitro, so you would have had to have specified.
You can get both ways.
Blow my mind. Do you do blend?
However you like.
Sure. Nitro CO2 blend. I'll blend it. But real good. Reggie U559. Sometimes I put some things you have the U and some things you don't. Are you just on Untappd? Are you Reggie 559? Are you Reggie U559?
Reggie 559.
Oh, okay. Find Reggie on Untappd. Reggie 559.
Yeah, drink with him.
Look what he's doing.
It's all kinds of crazy.
Watch him. Track him down.
Yeah. Full yards.
I'm gonna add you right now.
Reggie's at Yardhouse again. Reggie 559.
What have you been drinking?
What were you drinking at Yardhouse earlier, man? What's going on there?
Sugar Pine, bro.
Sugar Pine.
My favorito.
He was like, you know what? Just give me a Sugar Pine.
She walked up and said, "Don't even put that big ass menu in front of me. You know what I'm drinking?
I like when the Yardhouse waiters. Like try to like say something about me. You know, it's got a light roasty flavor and I think like
do you like hoppy?
Just bring it to
do
me.
You like hoppy?
I know more than
like,
I know more than you.
Just Ron Swanson. I know.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I like the ones that are just honest or like you know what they just told me the I haven't even read all the beers yet here.
At least you're honest.
Just tell the guy back there, and then come back to me when
give me a race or five. We're all good.
It's not on the menu, ma'am. Just give me what you don't have on the menu, please.
Sending you a friend request. Mm-hmm. Reggie, I found you.
Me?
Ooh. Wow. This is live untapped happening right now.
Friendships. It's going to bump me up to two.
Ooh, Reggie's going to have more than me going liking his check-ins. Whoa. Wow.
Insane.
That's going to be crazy.
Yes.
What else have you had this week?
I went downtown.
Oh.
I get down there sometimes. Had the
downtown Fresno or the Taint District? Downtown Taint District.
Woo, woo. You know where I was at. You were there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You were there.
Are you calling it the Taint District?
Yeah. I thought he said Taint.
Flovis.
That is Taint what I
District. Know. I don't go there, man.
That's Bell's. I'm not taking it. That's Bell's name for it. It's the Fresno Clovis intersection.
I don't drink east of Willow. Taint District. I don't go east of Willow. Well, wait, Flovis. I do because Pop is there, so I have to drink east of Willow.
Yeah, you have to cross over.
That's the only place.
If they could just move House of Pendragon to the other side of the street.
That'd be good.
They're still Fresno, right?
No,
they're Clovis, east of Willow.
It's terrible.
It's Suckvis.
It's really terrible.
Yes.
Still counts.
The signs are brown.
I've never heard that name.
Suckvis.
Suckvis. That's a new one. All right, I'll go with that.
That's what it is.
Hey, you doing what? Your town's called Suckvis.
They know. Piss well. They get it.
Like, we know, all right? We like it.
When's the suck fest, you suck this?
The Clovis suck fest, Dio.
It's rodeo. Like playing rodeo. I lived in, like, central
Clovis. The 118th suck fest of Dio.
You lived in central suck fest?
I lived in central Clovis for 2 years. And I realized I was just lying to myself.
I almost didn't make it.
Yeah, you did.
Yes. I'm just lying to myself here. Matt, what are you doing here? You're sitting here in Central Clovis, not doing anything with your life.
Because it was in a suburbia, so it was like a part of Clovis where the streets didn't really go through. And it was
that's just all of Clovis.
Cul-de-sac talk, bro.
Yeah, the streets just don't go anywhere.
And it was like a Bonadelli house, and it, like,
oh boy.
But like three street, uh-oh, like four houses over, the house was built in like 1940, and I was like, I'm all, this is Fresno. Why don't I just live in Fresno?
Yeah,
it's just Clovis. This is trying to be.
This is
Fresno.
This is not a way of life.
Yeah, I'm not.
Am I really living?
I'm not going to go to the Ciaras.
The Ciaras. I don't care what gateway this is. I'm not going through that gate.
No, we're friends. We're friends.
Oh, it's official.
Update. Reggie and Jaylene are untapped friends.
Swipe right.
See, boop, 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 boop. That's why we give out handles, so people become friends right. And untapped.
That's right.
Wait, what's my...
Get safe friendly word?
My, like Kayleen, what's Kayleen's
my untapped my name? My untapped is...
Kitty Carland.
It's at MKLean with three Y's. M K A Y Y Y.
Oh,
Ellieny.
Y Y Y.
Do it again.
8 million check-ins.
Do it again.
Jesus Christ.
MKLean.
No, like spell it out. I thought that wasn't great.
Say it slower, but
M K A Y Y Y. Ellieny.
Okay, good. It's very confusing.
Nah, it's not.
It's
like,
for me, it's confusing.
It's like, okay. Okay. It's like Kayleen, but okay. Okay.
Just look to Reggie559's friends, and you'll find her
yeah,
real
you
quick.
Can find me.
I just liked one of her drinks, so you'll see it.
Yeah. Oh, you're toasting me?
I toasted.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh.
Toast.
This is so great.
Toasting all
wow, you toasted around the most recent beer I've checked in. That's so lazy.
Well, I wasn't
so cold. So, wait.
Dude, come on.
Wait.
We're new friends. Hold on. Whoa.
No, you just no, you just brought it up a yeah.
Already,
Nick,
jeez.
Nick, what? Go.
So number one check-in is lazy, but how far back is like okay, creeper?
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
It's like yeah, the same thing with the Instagram pictures. It's like yeah, how far back are you like gonna start toasting back my
as
beers?
Soon as you as soon as you toast something that is from a different day than the one you just toasted, then you're like, oh, that well, guy is looking at my profile now.
That's yeah, not. I mean, I don't check.
I'm not
in,
saying
I don't
it's
check
that's what's happening. That's
I don't check happening untapped every day. Sometimes I like stuff.
I check
like,
it every hour.
Toast.
Snapchat. Untapped.
Mike,
Snapchat,
get back to work. Untapped. I'm Snapchat checking out the time.
Toasting.
I'm toasting my fans.
I'm finding untapped the balance of creeper and lazy.
Like, wait, one more.
So just normal.
One more will be too creepy.
Just be normal.
Just so normal.
Just be normal.
Just do it within the same day.
I have
I'm
to
good
tell myself that every day.
Mike, just be normal.
I wouldn't, if you toasted my chicken.
Just be normal for once, Mike.
Sunday, I wouldn't think that that was.
You're good enough.
Okay, let me find.
You're smart enough. And gosh darn it.
Actually, Saturday.
People like
you're a creep.
You was a creep. You was smart.
You're a creep. Stop being a creep, Mike.
It was important.
You have one like every 15 minutes. I can't toast all of them.
Reggie, exercise your thumbs, okay?
Go.
Untap's going to limit my toast.
My fingers getting tired. Hold on.
No, I've seen that where...
I can only toast
this
so much.
Was early in the Untap days.
You've over-toasted?
There was one of the tickers where you don't really hear about tickers anymore, but there was somebody on ticking and there was...
Tickers?
Where you're just like... You're just
checking in beers.
You're just checking in beers like crazy.
Check.
And somebody was that guy.
Yeah, no, Reggie.
And somebody
remember
called
like,
out on
somebody
that
was
guy.
Like, "There's no way. Yeah. There's no way, bro. This is bullshit." Like in his comments, "This is bullshit. There's no way."
And it's called tasting.
Then somebody else would chime in like, "No, he's really doing that, man. He's really drinking all those beers." They're like, "This is bullshit, man." There was a big long comment thread on Untap.
The whole thing. That guy like stopped. I think he got off.
Yeah, I don't see him anymore.
Oh,
yeah. What's going on?
He got
man?
Shamed.
Very pressured. Yeah,
shamed off Untap.
Yeah.
No, he was a liar. Like, he was a Russian bot.
It's a share.
It was just a Russian bot.
Or a podcast. Like, there's many reasons for checking in multiple beers.
Right.
Every 15 minutes.
It's a festival. Every day's a festival.
That's right. Festival of Lights.
Are we good on Nick's?
What did I do?
Nick.
What you been caught
check
drinking?
In? What you been caught drinking?
Oh,
the
yes,
Nick,
yes.
The Nick 80. Be his friend.
I also...
It's not creepy. I toast him all the time.
Yeah.
Come on.
I got a new DM.
It's not creepy if I toast Nick. It's fine.
It's fine.
No matter what, how many times.
I know. It's like, okay, Mikey's up 3.
Mikey's up and he's bored.
Still friends.
Yeah.
Nope. Not going to happen. So I had the some Zaxiversary beers.
Ooh.
Had Unity on Nitro.
Delicious.
Twice.
Delicious.
That's some
ASMR. Twice.
I went back
you're
for
a big
seconds.
Shot.
Wow. Oh, is that a Christmas beer?
That's, the big
little,
dog Exopero sent us some, he wrapped some beers for us and sent it out to
little
us.
A little dinty.
Matt just unwrapped it, and it's a stout. I like that there's surprises. We can't judge from the beer fridge. We have to just pull them out because they're all wrapped. He wrapped them.
Nick, did you try the anniversary? Even though you're,
I did.
I
just
because.
Just because I had to.
Even though you're opposed.
I don't know, weirdos.
No.
Yeah,
that's
you.
Yeah. I had somebody send me a random picture at Zach's.
Yeah.
And he was in the background.
I know everybody in
I'm
that
like,
picture.
I know that guy.
Everybody in that picture, I know.
You know all those people?
All those people.
That's not good. I don't know. Is that good or bad?
He knows all, he
I know
knows
all
the people.
Uh-oh.
He's Mr.
So,
Downtown.
I might know some of those people. I don't know.
Steven said it's fresh and green, and you got to try the hazy. And I said, okay, I'll try it.
You did have to try it.
I did have to try it. And it was excellent. Mm. I can't speak for it in 2 weeks when it settles out. And
it'll still be good.
Becomes just a regular hazy.
We like him young.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
That was gross. I mean it.
Is that going to be a new?
No.
I was going to say, technically, I like my older, but.
It's
you fine. Know.
I think the clinic just has opening at 2 o'clock tomorrow, so.
It's fine that you say it, Kayleen. We can't.
Because I'm the youngest one here, so I mean.
Yeah. Are you gonna? Is that a new beer name for you guys?
Like I'm young.
Hello, fellow youths.
You want to
fresh hazy?
If you're looking to get on Worst Beer Blog, just get your get the that should be your new beer name.
Yeah,
Teeny Bopper. Hello, Teeny Bopper.
Wow. Oh man, this can
the millennial IPA. Very young. We like them young.
Yeah.
Oh, am I getting more toast?
Going a new beer from Exopero, donating beer from left to right on podcast. Oh, Kayleen, what is this?
This stout. Is the Zero Gravity Extra Stout.
It's like you drink this and
brewed
you drink
in
that one,
Burlington, like... Vermont.
Vermont beer.
A black Irish ale with aromas of chocolate and coffee, followed by the rich flavors of a roasted barley with a dry finish.
To me, it almost has like a mint.
Yeah.
Mint?
Yeah.
It's mint to be.
barley. I taste the barley.
Good job. Good job.
I like it, though. It's way different from this left hand that we were drinking.
Yep. I think cause it's... Oh, yeah. I think cause it's more Irish style. To me, that it's more of an Irish.
Yes. Do tell.
What do you mean?
I wasn't being mean.
What? Oh, what just happened?
Was there more, Nick? Did you have more?
The Lincoln Lager from Zach's.
Nick, come on. I know you've been drinking more than just Zach's.
This is my Zachiversary beers.
Feel it.
And then I had a Broken Skull IPA from El Segundo.
Dude, my skull.
Yeah. It kind of tastes like menthol
nice
cigarettes.
And clear.
Wrestling reference
beer. Does it really?
Well, I think that's the mintiness. It's like menthol thing.
Yeah.
Not, wow. But in a delicious stout kind
delicious
of way.
Delicious stout menthol leaf cigarette kind of way. Yep.
Smoky.
That is different.
At long last, the collab between Modern Times and that place in San Diego.
Society.
Thank you.
Society.
That's a nice. It says unfiltered. I was like, let's see how unfiltered.
Oh, yeah.
It's rather filtered.
Ah, there's some filtering happening
some filtering happening. It is rather clear.
Yeah.
But, man, it tastes good.
Good. Damn it.
Good beer. Then I had some crappy Beechwood beer.
Is that a joke?
Yes, that's a joke. Chew your beer, give it to me.
So when you do caught drinking, Mikey,
yeah?
I need an official...
Caught been drinking.
What if it's bad? Do you still...
Sure, if you want
what
to.
What if it was still bad? Okay.
You can say it.
Of course.
It's not my turn yet.
Yeah.
Muffin is still going.
I'm going.
Nick still is drinking a lot this week.
He's we drink all the beers.
What stouts? What stouts you got? Come on.
What's the what?
Stouts.
Stouts.
It is stout season.
Man, I know.
Stouts. Narwhals.
I've pretty much killed off my narwhals. Back to drinking. I just picked up the anniversary stout from Mikey doesn't like.
Oh God, how wrong with you? I'm gonna
cut that out.
Mikey's like, I like all. I don't publicly say what breweries I don't like.
Yeah.
What brewery are we talking?
You're killing the show. People want to donate money, and you're killing it.
Nobody from Firestone's donating money to the show.
Are you sure? Oh, not now.
We're not bringing that.
Alvarado Street, the best part of waking up. Have you had that yet?
Yes.
It's a nitro. Nitro stop.
Yes, that's good.
It's nice. Gee, is it a breakfast beer?
Uh huh. And it tastes like coffee in a can.
Yes. I had it there.
You had it over there.
Oh. Big shot.
Big shot.
No,
big Reggie.
It's a short drive. Short drive, bro. Short drive. You could go anytime.
Nah, it's a long drive, dude. Once I get to Madera, I'm like, well, that's about enough.
That's far enough.
Turn around.
How close am I at Alvarado Street now? Still got some drive. Nah, never mind. Maybe Madera has Alvarado Street.
Does your ankle bracelet go off and tell you you have to go back?
Don't even try to go to Chowchilla, bro.
No teeth over there.
Mm-mm. Is that it, the Nick 80?
That's good for now.
Huh. Kayleen.
I really like this can.
Did you have some beers?
I sure do. So,
Okay.
So, I did get to try all of the Tioga, not the Rush Hour variants, but I got to try the special.
Your microphone.
Can you something happened.
Just slip the little cable. Yeah, just.
My ears!
Check.
That cable,
Damn, cable.
There you go.
I'm very sorry.
Look at that. Perfect.
It's not your fault.
Perfect.
Many apologies.
It's our equipment. That's our patron money.
Gone.
Just says
it's gone again.
Just gone. Just
give gone a little, to hell. Give a little twisty back and forth. How about that? Talking to it? No.
Oh, man.
We made it the whole show.
Wait, now? Oh. Oh.
There you go.
Technical difficulties.
Jack, bro.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
Okay. All
right. Back in business.
See, you made it over to Tioga.
So I made it over to Tioga to try.
Oh, man. We're not again.
What's going on?
Yeah. Where's your
IT guy, man?
Huh? Do we get it?
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Just don't move.
Okay, I'll just hold it the entire rest of this show.
That's
so. I made it over to Tioga to
Here, Caitlin.
Good God.
I don't like the guests having to deal with that.
The guests should only to think on their feet.
Only guests should have to figure shit out.
Anyway, oh my God,
way better.
So sorry, Mikey. So I made it over to Tioga, and like I said, I did not get to try the Rush Hour variants, but I did get to try the special release ones, and my favorite one was the Barrel Aged Salted Caramel Mocha Rush 19.
Mm-hmm. That is
salted
the exact name.
Caramel.
All those 5,000 words you just said is the one beer.
All of those variants. I also made it over to... Is it working?
Yep. We're good.
We figured it out.
He had to rotate the blinker fluid and...
Rotate the carburetor.
Clean out the Knuter valve.
Yeah, flush the muffler bearings.
Yep.
Ooh, I got second pour.
I also made it to a place that I haven't been in quite a while.
Wait, did we reference this name yet?
I was going to say, that's why I took a picture of it, because I'm very happy about that.
That's a killer.
I saw it in the fridge, and I couldn't let it sit there any longer.
I could not.
Oh, it's coming to you.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say it.
What?
I didn't say it. Sorry. You didn't do I let go.
It's okay. He's not paying attention.
I don't know what's going on. So now,
I love gold!
So now we're drinking the Pears with Burritos. Hazy IPA with lime from the good old Mux.
Pears with burritos.
Mux.
I don't think the wrong beer in there.
Michelle, you'll say Mux. Musca.
I don't think I would pair hazy beer with burritos.
Freaking no burritos.
It's with lime, bro. The lime, bro.
Mikey, do you
the
see
lime.
It?
It's over the lime.
Over the lime. Over the lime. Mark it zero.
That's tasty. I don't know that it's...
There's a little haze going on there. It doesn't necessarily mean it needs to be West Coast or East Coast.
It's still good. It's very good. Very tasty. I love the Mox.
But I do get the lime. That's important. And now I want a Chipotle burrito.
We can go after. Oh, we just can't. They're
closed. Yeah, they closed a half hour.
Close at like 7 o'clock at night.
Well, technically, because it's Friday, because we record this live... Yeah. They don't open for another 4.5 hours.
It's like 8 a.m. right now. We're at a Star Wars. Everyone's in their Star Wars viewing.
Star Wars.
The Rise of
Skywalker. I just want to know if the Baby Yoda's going to be in this movie.
Is Baby Yoda going to be in it?
Yes.
He might be.
Spoiler. Is that the ultimate plot twist? Baby Yoda's in the movie?
Spoiler alert.
Possible. I don't know any spoilers, okay? I know one.
You only know one?
Maybe two.
One or two.
One or three.
Five, ten.
Maybe.
So I made it down to Sequoia Brewing and Tower because I haven't been there.
Brew pub.
In a while.
Brew pubbing. My brother-in-law was there yesterday. Were you there yesterday?
No, I was there on Sunday.
Okay.
And I had for the first time their Thunderhead Amber Ale. So tasty. And I had a good old pomegranate oil. Mm-hmm. Ale. Which was also very tasty. And then I had the unfortunate encounter of...
Oh, no.
When I was flying back...
Don't be negative on this show.
No, man. I'm not.
I mean, we're so positive all the time.
It's beer.
You just got to bring us down. Oh, okay.
I still drank it.
I'm being sarcastic.
But I did have an airport beer.
Nothing better than the airport
in
beer.
Dallas Fort Worth.
What they have there in the Dallas?
They had a Mosaic IPA from a local.
It's called Dallas Airport Mosaic.
Mosaic. Dallas Airport Mosaic.
So I was looking.
It's a damn beer?
I was like, I had like a 4-hour.
Y'all got them California Mosaics here?
I think we're just spoiled in California. We have really good beer. But also, you can't blame this entirely on... I mean, it was an airport beer. You don't know how long it was sitting there.
Hey, can't blame it on Texas beer on town like this all the time, all right?
So
it was a bad mosaic? Is that what
it,
you're saying?
It was just kind of... Did it not it was kind feature of dark, the mosaic? It was very malty, and I'm just like... It kind of just tasted old, and that's probably the case. I bet if I had a fresh IPA, it would have been really good. But I'm not going to judge it entirely on the brewery. I'll just be like, you know, it was an airport beer. And the place sounded cool. No, I wouldn't know. If I had, like, actually went to the place and tried it, I'm sure it would have been good.
But what was the name? What was the name of the brewery?
The name of the brewery is the Community Beer Company.
Community Beer Company.
In Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas.
So if any of them happen to hear this, I am not... I'm not talking shit.
Oh, man.
You might want to check in with the Flying Saucer.
Folks at Community Draft Emporium. And before. Now.
Used to.
Yep. Used to love us.
Done.
They used to play us in the tap room at Community.
At the airport.
Yes.
They used to play us over the airport. Sorry.
Did you know that the Fresno Yosemite International Airport sells some breweries merch in our gift shops?
Nope.
Oh, Zach's in this?
No. Not us.
Oh.
No, not us.
It's the, yes, I it's know. The numerically one.
Oh, the other the stupid one.
559.
Come on, man.
This is it's Fresno horrible. Yosemite.
Fat. It's Fresno. In Fresno. Technically, it's in Fresno.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah. Bullcrap.
Technically. Yeah. It's in Fresno.
It's not called cat. It's called fat.
In our airport,
you're correct.
Yes, if you're underage and you feel like you think you're feeling strong and you want to drive a Learjet or something, go ahead, try it.
You're feeling strong, my friend. Call me Elf.
One more time.
Thank you.
Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
I'm so happy someone knew what the hell I was trying to say. These crackers are warm and delightful.
He likes syrup. A lot of syrup.
Bye, buddy.
Lots of syrup.
Hope you find your dad. Hope you
find your dad. Find your dad.
I almost said so much room for activities. That was a different wolf.
Oh my gosh.
I know that. I just
Meatloaf, Ma.
Ma.
Oh my god.
Meatloaf.
All right, we're good, ferals. Keeling. Do you have any more?
That is all.
All right, that there is go. All. Mikey Tapor or Dorktown, as my technical username is on Untappd.
Caught. Ben.
Drinking.
Oh, wait.
I went to Rush Day. Oh, wait. Kaylin, what?
I also had a Christmas card in 2019 from Tioga.
I did too. Oh, hey, that was one of the ones I had.
Ooh,
Christmas card. Delicious. It's back. Delicious. I don't think it's as Bruce Tippy. It's not less
it's
Bruce Tippy this year.
Oh. It's not as
Matt.
It's all your fault. It's not as punch you in the face. Piney.
Can you clean out your sinuses, please?
No,
that's all it is spruce.
No,
no,
it's
dude.
Not as much as last
it's
year.
Not
I agree
as much
with
as
you.
Last
called
year.
Spruce Willis.
No, it's not as much as last
it's
year.
It's still delicious.
Yeah, it's still good.
Why didn't you call it that?
Spruce Willis?
Because
we're
Christmas
working on it.
Okay.
But yeah, I agree. As much as last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not quite as much. But still very
is Die Hard a Christmas movie, Matt?
Yes.
I was going to call
Jimmy.
Joshy.
Josh.
Hey, Joshy over there. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Fuck yeah, it is.
Whoa. Nick, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Oh, I got to say no now.
Wow.
Yeah.
2-1.
Controversy.
Kayleen, right. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I haven't seen Die Hard.
But is it a Christmas movie then?
I don't fucking know.
So
educated guess. We'll accept an educated guess.
So I'm going to say yes, it is.
Yay!
3-1-1. That vote went 3-1-1.
I didn't say no.
Do you know who Van Halen is?
Yes, I know Van
Halen. Okay.
Wait, who's better?
Are you a 17-year-old pop star that doesn't know Van Halen?
I knew Mikey would know that one, where I was leading with that.
Van Halen is... That was whatever.
He's a narc. He's a narc.
There was an interview with Billie Eilish, and she didn't. She like admitted to not knowing who Van Halen was, and so people like have nonstop gave her crap about that, and like to where she had to make a statement to go, okay, guys, listen, this has gone too far. And it's like, or you could just know who Van Halen is.
Does she live in America?
She's young.
Yeah.
She's
American. I don't care.
Speaking as a Van Halen fan, I don't. She's fine.
Van Halen.
I don't expect 17-year-olds to know Van Halen.
Really? Van fucking Halen.
Hey, Wolfie. Wolfie was completely fine with it.
My nephew knows who Van Halen is.
He has a good uncle to teach him.
Yeah, he has
good uncles.
But he's also an old soul.
Dude, this dog knows who Van Halen is.
This dog. Is
well,
this dog. You're damn Louis. Right it does.
It's his middle name.
He has no choice.
It's yes. Louis Van Halen.
Louis Van Halen. This dog Halen can't find its pencil.
What else I had? I had the Tioga Sequoia, the rush flight. Do we know who won yet? Yep. Have you announced it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who won?
Component out of Visalia.
Which symbol was that?
You don't remember. Circle?
Star? Circle? I think they were the star.
Circle?
Star.
Remember the pentagram?
Yeah, one of your employees says the pentagram.
Yeah, pentagram. I'm like, whoa.
Pointy circle.
He's all, that's metal, bro.
Pointy circle.
Yes, it was almost that one.
It was the pointy
circle. So the pointy circle and the pointy triangle.
Yeah, and the rounded square.
We're pretty much tied.
The dodecahedron.
The rounded square.
So now you guys scale up and make
running out of shapes.
Yeah, so each batch of rush hour uses about 60 pounds of coffee. So
are those still available to try? Because I have not yet tried.
Yes, they are.
That's They're right. all still there at the tap room. Downtown Fresno, California.
It was rush of our service.
The first anniversary from Zach's Brewing. It's a very good beer. Bought a crowler of it to take home with me and enjoy later.
And you stole Reggie's.
In the privacy of my own home. Without Reggie around.
You gave it to him.
That's true. I gifted it, yes.
Thanks, Reg.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Thanks, everybody, that was involved in me getting that beer.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers hug.
Yeah, man. Oh, that crumb dessert stout pastry.
Pastry crumb.
From the Tagascoys. That's a good beer.
Good. That was
tasty. I had one. I splurged a little bit at the Whole Foods.
Whole Foods reference. I was at Whole Foods earlier today.
Oh, that's
someone
cool.
Took all your Pliny? Is that why you splurged?
Someone took all the Pliny, so I had the McKellar. They had a single of McKellar, the Ocho.
Yeah, because there was 8 fucking breweries on that label.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
I like the McKellar.
Yeah,
I
like pay attention each to that. Person that's why has a different name. Yeah.
Ocho.
There's 8 breweries. Yep. Oh, I didn't even email, pay attention to that.
You get that?
Yeah, I did. I got a notification there.
Still tastes like menthol.
It was a good beer.
Smoke
I like that beer. That's a good beer. It was $8, like $8 or $9.
Right, though. I'm not wrong.
You're right.
I had that Blazing Rolled Nelson again with the red label.
Yeah. Because
I was like, I got to give this beer 2 different chances. It was much better.
Okay.
Second time.
This is too green.
You have to do a third.
So now I have to do a third to see if it was really a good beer or not. So. And then earlier today, I had a sales meeting. I don't know if you guys heard of that.
Did you close the deal?
I never closed the deal.
Did you drop
all my deals are open.
Did you drop the bow?
The sex addict places down the road.
Deals are open, in case you're wondering. Yep.
We've never been closed.
Would you say you're a loose cannon?
Yes.
Wow.
Everything.
Everything, yes.
Yeah. All right. We're having fun.
Not invited him back to many parties.
That's fun.
That was Han Solo going to get lightsabered by his son Ben. He goes,
trapped at the bottom of a well.
I got too far. Too far, too quick.
We need one more beer?
One
One more? No?
One more. Open that.
One more beer.
Open that
beer. One more beer. One more beer. Brew for two. Brew for two. Brew for two. Brew for two. Give it out some cheers.
Cheese?
Cheese. I wish. I could really go for a nice plate of cheese right now.
Nice cheese plate.
What do you think, Lily? Want some cheese, Lily?
Now, Mikey.
Yes?
Lightning round trivia. I'm going to play three clips. And tell me what movie they're from.
Okay. That's New Hope, Star Wars New Hope, Han Solo after he blew up the Millennium Falcon.
Okay.
How do we blow it up? There's always a way to do that.
That is The Force Awakens, Han Solo, talking about the planet Death Star blowing up.
I like this guy.
Yeah, that's also The Force Awakens.
There you go.
Han Solo.
Winner.
Yeah, look at me. I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
Lightning round done.
Congratulations to me. I just won your pub trivia quiz.
Yeah, they should have brought you.
Yeah, really? What's this last beer we have before Berliner. We give out some cheers?
It's a Berliner.
Berliner Weisser.
From Veldvuchs Brewing. Veldvuchs. Blackberry Cobbler. It's a Berliner kettle soured wheat ale with blackberry puree, vanilla, graham crackers, and lactose.
Graham crackers?
Graham crackers. Is this a Wazoo?
There is.
Well, works, I'm guessing.
It's the Colorado Reds.
Colin and Janine.
It's Colin and Janine.
Look at you guys.
Let's taste him.
Speaking of Colin and Janine, they did not.
No.
Colin? Yeah,
they're busy.
Or Janine.
No, I meant.
Janine!
That's Colin the joke. Did not call in.
Take the win.
cheers to our golden gods of the perfect pour. Bow, bow. They are our patrons for the show. They give us money every month. $5 and jeez. More are donated to the money. Yeah. I know, right? You believe that?
Reggie's like,
I'd never do that.
Get in on this gig.
Yeah, get in on it.
I'll give you a shiny quarter.
If you become a golden god, you can listen to the tailgate every week. You get bonus.
Say my name if I bonus show. $5.
Oh, sure.
Oh, shit.
Give you a shout out.
No, I just do it anyways.
You do that for free, too, right?
Big cheers to all our golden gods. $5,
but you do it for free.
You pay the bills for us, and we appreciate it, because I don't like having to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So they do it for us.
And Louie doesn't have no damn job.
Nope.
Louie.
How else would Louie have crackers where without the golden gods?
That's
he's
right.
Over here waiting for cracker crackers. Drop.
Cracker Watch.
Cracker Watch 2019.
Yeah, so I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas. Cheers to your Christmas. And I hope you got all the gifts that done with the shopping and the things. Also, cheers to T-Moz. I saw T-Moz over there at that the Steven Zacks.
Yeah. Did you ever get
Zacks
it?
Zacks Brewing. Yeah, a very brief get it. I was walking out the door, and I hear, Brew for Chew! Brew for Chew!
Oh, man.
Brew for Chew. I was like, I know that. I know that saying. That's familiar to me. And it was T-Moz saying, Brew for Chew! I was got to meet T-Moz. Also, cheers to Big Game James. I saw him.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. It was a get it there. Yeah. Happening there too.
Double celebs.
Colin Salmon, the Salmon Woman, 27.
All the big stars were out.
Bearded.Eric. And just everyone that shares the show on their own social media. Like, hey, I'm the Perk Bar. If you're my friend, you're the support for Pork too. Be cool, like me. And subscribes to the show and gives us reviews on iTunes and stuff. We appreciate it. Cheers to you.
Yeah, encourage the whole family to leave a review on iTunes.
Yes, do the whole family trip.
My dad told me I had to do this. This is bullshit.
Everybody at school. He
said he wouldn't pay for my cell phone plan this month unless I left a review for the Perfect Bar. So
something about brewing for Chew.
Yeah. I guess we all got a brew for Chew this month.
Chew your brew.
Make your own brews for Chew.
Everyone do their own homebrew batch for Chew this month.
I saw Chew. Saw.
Lucky.
I saw the bourbon,
Lucky.
Too.
Lucky. Matt, do you have some cheers?
A Chew in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
Also cheers out to Big Game James. It was nice to see him. Rode the train up and
to
rode the train back.
Him.
Did he?
Yeah. The Amtrak.
He Amtraked it, bro.
Hey, that HSR will be here soon. He'll be riding that shit.
as in 2048.
Yes, close.
We're so close. Closer than we've ever been. That's what I say.
Yep.
Every day we're closer than we've ever been.
That's right.
More cheers? That's it.
I gave you a cheers.
Oh, that's enough.
Boom.
Do you have some cheers, Reggie?
Cheers to Zach's for their anniversary.
That was good.
I liked it.
Cheers for 1 year of
good job.
Year.
Do it again next year.
Full year of being Zach's.
Tomorrow will be 2 years. Next year, 2 years.
Tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Tomorrow begins. Hey, tomorrow begins tomorrow.
First year for like a whole year, but
it'll be a year in a couple days.
Hey, man.
Tomorrow is already today.
Tomorrow begins.
See, we're already there.
Damn
we didn't
it.
Even know it. I'm ahead of you guys.
I hate that.
You didn't even know.
Well, no, we record this live on Friday morning.
That's
so
right.
It is now 7:05 a.m.
Yes.
Looking at which Star Wars showing we're going to.
We already saw it. What are you talking about?
I know you can see it tomorrow night. Right?
It was really good.
It was really good and also really bad.
I think Bert's going by his lonesome. You can just go hang out with Bert.
Bert.
Linefest.
Bert's the word.
You can get the pairs of burritos.
Mm. It's got chili verde in it. It's good.
There's no UPC.
Nick.
Cheers.
Cheers
to Chew Your Beer. I see him.
Aw.
I saw
him.
I seen him.
You're at the bottle shop?
I went to the bottle shop.
I know him.
Chew's favorite
I know this guy.
Place. If you're going to run into Chew, it's a good place to go.
Yeah, he'll pop up behind you and go like, hey, orderly.
Orderly.
And then you're like, whoa, shit.
Like, whoa.
Whoa, easy, fella. Easy. Yeah.
Nice. You got to meet Chew.
Met the Chew.
You were at the Disneyland?
Maybe.
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 Did you go to Ballast Point?
I did not. There's a line.
What?
There's a
line fest at the Ballast Point?
There's no fast pass to get in the Ballast Point.
They're all, take me again. We could stand in line for this. Ooh, a line. Line fest.
Must be good.
Yeah.
But did you drink Racer 5?
No, we didn't go to California. We just did Disney. Disney only.
Disneyland.
Yeah.
Don't say
that's
Disney.
A travesty.
Don't be one of those people that says Disney.
Wait, what beer do they have in Star Wars Land?
Did I went
Star
to Wars Disney.
No, you didn't.
There was
you went
a
to
line
Disneyland.
For that, too. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Becky.
I know. No, there's a line for the damn cantina, so we couldn't even get in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Man. You didn't drink blue milk.
Well, I figured there would be.
Did not milk. Drink the blue milk or the green milk.
And they got rid of the Indiana Jones gift shop. What was it called?
No, the gift shop's still there.
No, they got rid of it.
Gift shop
they might have like some items in there, but the whole they expanded that eating area.
The eating area, yes, they did. Nah, you can still buy your janky looking indie hat.
They got like a
I
little
bought a
corner
pickle
now.
There when I was there in September.
A what? A pickle? Yeah, I have bought a pickle.
Oh,
there
the
before.
Pickle in the ice bucket.
Yeah,
those are weird.
In the Indiana Jones.
I saw a girl eating a pickle, and I was like, "Where'd you get
that?"
Some it just like hits at the right time. You're like, "Yeah, all right, I'm into that right now at this very minute."
Well, did you see they took out the Aladdin?
Yeah, there's
and now there's like a pocket
a new restaurant
snack
in
booth.
There or something. Isn't
and
there?
So you can get there's a second Dole Whip location is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
More Dole Whip.
Is anyone going to say it?
About
Dole Whips aren't that good.
They're amazing.
Dole Whips overrated.
Oh my gosh.
No, they're good.
I tell you what, we had a Dole Whip
in
Hawaii. And I still like Disneyland's better.
And you're like, this is Disneyland.
Delicious.
Dole Whip.
Yep.
Nope.
Ooh, no. Wow.
Number one.
I am.
That might be the most controversial thing said in 7 years of the Perfect Bar.
Dole Whips. Yeah or nay.
Dole Whips.
I hope people leave voicemails defending.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa. Like, whoa.
We're going to light up. The switchboard is lighting up right now.
Controversy. I don't know. Like, the go-to Disneyland snacks are like Mickey pretzel. I like the Mickey, like the vanilla chocolate coated, like Mickey ice cream.
Oh,
like
yes.
Mickey head.
The chocolate coated.
You got to have a churro.
Gotta have a churro.
And my newish favorite thing is you can go in California Adventure and you can get a mac and cheese bread bowl.
Damn.
Wow. Baller. I am in
all
that.
I'm saying is getting real. Still whipped.
Okay. Right.
Still whipped. That's a little overrated. I am.
Still whips.
Wow. To me.
You know, these millennials. These
I know. They don't even know what they got. Yeah. Like, their whole life has been Disneyland. Yeah. We had to fight for it.
Right.
I didn't even have a Dole Whip until, like, a few years ago, and I was like, this is it? This is what everybody's...
That's right.
This is it, huh?
Maybe it's just because, like, you know when people overhype things, mm-hmm. and then you finally have it, and you're like...
Oh, so it's our fault. We told you how great
no,
it was.
No, Taquito. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
Wow, Taquito.
No, Taquito.
I'm a chimichanga. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Are we done? Yes, choosing?
We're choosing.
All right. Kayleen, you want some cheers? Any closing thoughts?
What's Zach's doing?
What's up with the Zach's Brewing?
Woo!
Santa Con.
Yes. Wait, Santa Con. No. Bad Santa Crawl. Wait, we're not talking about that. This is cheers.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. It's time to say some stuff, man.
Well, I would like to say cheers to everyone who, you know, came out to the anniversary of support. I saw all four of your faces there.
Seemed to be a pretty busy day.
Various times.
Wonderful. Yeah, I saw everybody there.
Oh my God, those burritos from the
breakfast burritos.
The breakfast tacos.
You guys got the breakfast burritos.
Dude, his breakfast burritos are so good.
Oh my God.
Damn. I missed it. I did have the Zach's hummus though from Holy Sheesh.
Very delicious.
Yeah.
Excuse me. As well.
Bless you.
Thanks. But you know, cheers to, you know, the customers that, you know us and like us and the regulars, and we appreciate everybody that supports us. Also cheers to Michelle Hannah McKay for giving me that Dionysus Berliner's Field Watermelon Edition. When I was sick, and I'm just now getting around to drinking it, and that was a long time ago, but it was still delicious. What are we doing Friday?
And there are stickers now, perfect pour stickers at Zach's Brew.
Oh, did you leave them?
Oh, yeah, you did. You did.
So if you're a listener of the show, go into Zach's Brewing, ask for a sticker.
Official sticker pickup.
You can get a free perfect pour sticker. For every listener.
Yeah. You can pick one up at the Bad Santa Crawl on Friday that we are participating in.
Ooh.
Or if you want to adopt a dog on Saturday, you can do that as well.
Aww.
From 1 to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. You can adopt a new best friend.
Pups and Pints.
No.
Pups and
Pints. It's called Dabbing for Dogs.
I knew that.
Super knew that. So come into the Zach's. Always up to something there.
Good times.
And Tioga Sequoia is over there too. Huh. Brewer's Eve? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
New Year's Brewer's Eve?
New Year's Brew.
That's New Year's Brew. That's going on. Is Brewer's that Eve. Street going to be Brewer's shut Eve. Off?
The street will be shut off. Alcohol will not be permitted in the street.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
But you can walk without fear of car.
Like
we will be having DJs and vendors and food trucks all in the street as far as I know. And there will be a lot of locations participating, including Zach's and Tioga Sequoia.
And we're hearing that maybe the Modernist might be open for this.
Modernist might be open by then.
And the 411.
And 411 mold. I don't think we'll be open, but he's going to do at least a pop-up situation. Okay. He's going to participate in some way, shape, or form.
Nice.
Precipitate.
So there, if you haven't had New Year's plans yet, you can just be at a local brewery.
And the...
In the decade in a brewery. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. What better decade to end than this decade in a brewery?
And the big ol' after party will be at Club One Casino.
Ooh.
Until like 2 in the morning. And you know you gotta go because none of y'all have to work the next day.
Oh, are they gonna have that that music stage space? Are they gonna have that for dancing or something, you think?
I don't know.
Club One?
I don't know what their setup's going to be like. TBH. Should be a good time, though.
Fun. So get your hotel room there, where the Club One is, and just have a good time.
I believe the hotels, at least one or two of them in downtown, are doing discounted rates if you are staying downtown Fresno for the Brewer's Eve.
The Holiday Inn, which is very much next door.
Ask for the perfect pour discount and see what happens.
Yeah.
Punch in the face.
Heard you. discount.
Wake up!
Sounds about right.
Stop drinking hazies.
Bro.
Punch.
Got any of that perfect pour discount, bro?
They're like, not for you, because you went there.
All right, thanks no everyone for listening. No Merry Christmas. Woo. Happy holidays. Woo! Woo. Thanks. Next week, if you're a voicemailer, get it in over the weekend if you want to get on there, because we're going to be recording at a different time because Christmas and all the things. It's going to be a weird, it's a weird, weird show. So,
Weird.
You want to get in, we got to think about our pours, which is our awards for the beer of the year, brewery of the year, caller of the year, all those things. Those are coming up too. So if you want to leave that as a voicemail for what your picks for things of the year, go ahead and do that. And they may or may not get played next week. I don't know what's going to happen, but they'll get played. Whatever episode ends up being that episode, they'll get played. Well, thanks, everyone. Have a great week. Be safe. Woo. Have the fun.
Woo! Yeah.
Check your dates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is not going to go the way you think.